The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Paul is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don and Mike.
All right. Thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, dude, thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
Halloween, Thursday, October 31st. number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah.
Scared kids? Boo! Scary!
Are you scared, kids?
Scared of Halloween?
A perfect opening to the show!
Scared, kids? Man, did you hear how tight that was? Scared? Very scary. Scared, kids?
Won't hear this too much today.
In front of your TV sets for the horror talk.
We love our Halloween.
Remember the big giveaway at night. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
And don't forget to wear your mask.
It's almost time.
The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Scared kids?
Yes. We just got a look. This is not our first look of Joe Artinger in his full-size bunny suit.
The beer-drinking bunny.
It's a great suit. The sunglasses on. Tom is here. The monster's here, putting on his Santa suit now.
Oh, my God, he's excited.
And boy, is he sweaty, and boy, is he smelly.
He is absolutely Turbo Tom today.
The deal is this. It's Halloween, of course. We all know what that means.
Somebody just walked out. We just had Tom and Joe walk down the hallway.
What you want to do is come by the Dynamite World Broadcast headquarters here at WJFK. Today, there are already people in the lobby forming an angry mob out there for Trick or Tom. And you reach into Tom's bag and pull out what will be a treat for Tom. And you perform some act to make Tom a more beautiful, a more handsome, a more
comfortable
person, or just to make Tom feel better about himself.
Right. Feel real good.
And then you enchant to have a 2 in 31 chance, excuse me.
Make Tom feel good.
Of winning $500. We'll have two $500 winners guaranteed today if 31 people show up.
MTFG.
And the chance, oh, make Tom feel good. And the chance to win an instant $500 if you're a gal and you pull out the slip that says make out with Tom for 60 seconds.
There's a lovely gal already out in the lobby who has a tattoo on her foot.
Plus today it'll be Joe Artinger dressed in the bunny uniform out trick-or-treating for beer with his cart that has wheels on it.
Right.
And also we have other Halloween scary stuff, secret scary stuff I can't tell you about.
Woo! Scared kids?
Scary.
Scared kids?
Frightened.
My kid, who is 17 and a half, nearly a full-grown man, and towers over me.
That's scary.
6'2 now. He last night went out and he got a costume. Now, and he's kind of grown out of this. When he was little, I would wear my Batman suit, and he would wear his Riddler suit, and then we would wear our Star Trek uniforms. We would go out trick-or-treating together. Mm-hmm. And then as he got older, the costume eventually ended being something like where he would be a hobo.
Which we did when we were in, when I was growing up, you get to that point where you're just a bum.
Yeah, because it's the easiest thing to put together.
And it's cool.
That you just wear some jeans and you put some dirt on your face. And in the last couple of years, there's been nothing. He's just gone to parties. Well, he's decided that this year he's going trick-or-treating with his gal pal. And they went and they got their costumes last night.
Right.
Uh-huh. And his girlfriend got a French maid's outfit.
Oh, my.
Mighty handsome.
Uh-huh.
And my son got a suit that looks like the San Diego Chicken.
Okay, all right.
Why he got this, I don't know. And
they're going to go house to house in your neighborhood and pick a treat.
Yeah, and he got the biggest, most enormous, grossest head possible. And he asked in particular for the mustiest head. When he came home and he said, Dad, I want you to see the suit that I'm renting for Halloween. And, I mean, it's got giant, big 3-foot duck feet, rubber duck feet on this thing.
And why did he make this choice?
I don't know, because he's got a screw loose. And and he comes down, and he's wearing this thing, and ridiculous yellow feathers.
Right.
Big, gigantic, bigger-than-life thing. They cost like $80 for him to rent this costume for a night. And I said, well, all right, you look like a chicken, but the head doesn't match the body. The head is the feathers are nearly gray.
So it's not even related to the body, or it's just overused?
It's overused.
Like perhaps a lot of summertime activity?
He asked for that on purpose. He asked for the skankiest head,
nastiest,
that he could possibly find.
Huh.
I can't figure it out.
He asked for one that's dirty and maybe somebody is like really sweating it. And,
I don't know, but he was very proud of himself. Okay. And then as he got up to go to school today, I guess they got a deal in school, even if you're a senior, that if you're dumb enough to want to wear a costume to school,
right,
it's one day that you don't have to wear the standard dress code. And, you know, he just had detention yesterday because he didn't wear his jacket or whatever the dress code is.
Right.
So I saw him get out of the kitchen area today and go out to his truck
in the chicken suit,
wearing his chicken suit. And I said to him, "Aren't you going to bring any other clothes with you, just in case? Because not only do you have school today, you have your job after school." And he said, "No, I'm going
to wear it all day.
I'm going to wear the chicken suit all day long." And then tonight, go out with his girlfriend.
It does occur to me that he has the comedy gene.
Yeah,
I think he's got that in him.
And I said to him, "Would you like me to, you know, I got the variety of costumes."
Yes.
And I've got the Star Trek suits. I've got the various Batman suits.
You don't have a variety of costumes. You have a variety of uniforms.
And this is the first year that he said to me, "Dad, I would rather that you don't dress up."
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's kind of a letdown for me.
Sure. Kind of a drag.
Yeah. But a sign that he's growing up, that he doesn't want to be embarrassed. You know, on one hand,
it's kind of sad.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed when his friends come over because I'm wearing a Batman suit. But on the other hand, he's fine wearing a yellow, big, gigantic chicken suit.
When he was little, every year, you actually trick-or-treated with him, right?
Yeah.
You would always put on a costume.
Every year, and a lot of times, you were nice enough to take over the show. I would leave early to make sure that I got home in time to take him out and do this. So that tradition is out the window. And I had a real nice reflective moment before the show today when Rob was here with his kids. Rob had Julia, who's two now, and she's wearing a kitty cat outfit.
Yeah.
And baby Trip was here,
right,
dressed as a farmer in his overall.
There you go.
And Rob's kids, you know, despite Rob being such a hateful hump, he has wonderful kids.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same thing with his kids like I did with mine.
Right.
Teaching them tricks that you know will make people laugh.
Right.
Just little things that are great you can pull out at parties and stuff. And what I was able to do with Julia, of course, Trip is, you know, it'll be weeks before we can get him to do anything. But Julia is
not at the trick stage yet.
She's really stepped up to the plate. I had some pictures on my desk. I said, "Who's this?" She says, "Daddy." "Who's this?" "Mommy." "Who's this?" "Julia." "And who's this?" "Elvis."
She knows Elvis.
She does know Elvis.
So that sure is fantastic.
So the four people that this two-year-old girl could identify were a picture of Rob, her daddy,
right.
Carrie, her mommy,
right,
a picture of herself, Julia, and then Rob points to a giant thing of bloated Elvis. And who's that? And she, clear as a bell, Elvis.
And what's great is she knows all the eras of Elvis. She'll do jumpsuit Elvis, 50s Elvis, comeback Elvis. She knows the man.
And when Tripp gets old enough, of course, he will be able to wear the jumpsuit.
Yeah, we have the baby jumpsuit, and if he can grow at the right rate, we're feeding him based on this.
He's your son. He'll be 6'4 by next year.
And he'll be wearing the jumpsuit next Halloween.
You will be able to wear matching jumpsuits eventually.
I will have a jumpsuit.
There you go.
It'll be great.
And that's what it's all about.
It is. It is indeed. He knows Elvis. She does, rather.
That is what it's all about.
Evan.
And I just want the world to know I enjoy announcing this every year, and I'm proud to announce it now. Let me get my wife on the phone to verify the fact that when the 3 to 4 children who come to our house every year do come and trick-or-treat,
yes,
I want you to know you have full-sized candy bars awaiting you.
Man-sized. Now, have you had input as to what kind of candy bars they're going to be?
I got them myself last night.
Okay.
And she's, of course, not there, as always. She just sent me an instant message right as we were going on the air. Yeah. I'm home.
Huh.
I'm home, so I called and she's not there.
What did you pick up?
I got Reese's peanut butter cups.
Right.
Full-size jobbers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give them out 4 at a time.
Okay.
4 at a time. Also got full-size Nutrageous bars.
Ooh.
That is a sister of your Reese's peanut butter cup.
Nutrageous, a good quality candy.
And
a spin-off candy, though.
Yes. Full-size Three Musketeers.
You've always liked the, or is it your wife that likes the Three Musketeers?
No, it's pretty much me.
You like the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Any Snickers?
Yeah, but they were out of full size Snickers.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go
bite size.
No, fun size. I refused to go bite size. Bite size to me, you know, why have a piece of candy? Why take the time and trouble to unwrap a piece of candy if it's going to be one of those things that's about as big as a dice?
Isn't bite size bigger than fun size?
Yeah, no? Fun size is smaller, isn't it?
Fun size is smaller.
No. When I was in the store last night, I did my comparison shopping, and at least with Snickers, bite size is smaller than fun size.
I thought bite size was that big.
No.
And then your fun size is your individual square.
Backwards. It's backwards. Bite size.
Last year we were like railing against fun size.
Well, they're both wrong, really.
Yes, right. Bite size are the little ones that are about as big like as a
die, right?
Like a dice. If you're playing dice, like one dice.
Square.
Right. One square. Fun size is about a quarter of a regular candy bar.
Right. Well, I'm giving out what I give out every year, no matter what location I'm in. And
that is?
Pennies.
That'll be great.
You know,
a big bowl of pennies. No, I'm not giving out anything.
I'm sure that when you were a kid, I knew people who actually gave out pennies.
I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be there this year. I'm going into my sister-in-law's. What is it called?
Estranged.
Acquaintance.
It's not going to be too awkward
tonight. This is the beginning of it now.
Yeah.
The beginning of the, you know, this is the first of the holidays.
Yeah, it's going to be this will be, I was telling you in the office before the show, the easiest way to get into it is, because this will be your first awkward holiday season in a long time.
Ugh.
You have Halloween, but that eases you into Thanksgiving,
yes.
Which eases you into Christmas, and then once you get to Christmas, you're off the hook, 'cause New Year's Eve,
right?
That's a single man's holiday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing it, step by step.
Yeah.
And, see, everybody gets along with everybody, so it should be fine. If you don't mind, I'd like to, maybe 10 minutes cut out a little early. You know, go see the kids.
Come by Hump House and get a king size Snickers bar tonight.
But my wife, my estranged wife, you'll be happy to know.
Whatever.
Was buying the
plaintiff.
I'm a little frazzled that it is a holiday. It's a little awkward, but she was at the Walmart buying full size candy as we speak.
Good for her. Well,
so she is maintaining that tradition at least.
She can. Could afford.
Now, stop it. Stop it, you.
I mean,
stop it. No.
From what I've heard.
No.
For good.
No.
She could be giving out bars of gold tonight.
No. Hey, you can't do that.
All right.
Pal.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
It's only a joke.
Okay.
You know.
I know. He's saying
right.
Something. Okay. Can I help it that you're generous to a fault? Can I help it that you got a heart as big as all outdoors?
Looking forward to the holiday. Looking forward to it.
And it's going
to
be awkward for you.
Looking forward to it.
I feel for you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. But I mean, it's all about the kids, so that's all that matters.
Well, good luck. Good luck.
I know.
I mean it.
Yeah.
It's
not a big deal. It's just, hello, hi, how are you? How have you been?
It'll be awkward.
Picture, and
then off. Daddy's off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio's $100,000 bars of love. How are you?
Hello. Hi there.
I want to tell you why my theory is that you buy the bite size as opposed to the full size, because you feel like you haven't spent as much money when the four kids come to the door as you would have when you bought full size candy bars at 50 cents a pop.
Now, listen, sir, really, Halloween should be one time. The money is not a question here.
How much did you invest in the full sizers?
I think I spent about $12 total on the candy last night.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. And even back in the day when I was struggling paycheck to paycheck, when I was eating Pop-Tarts for a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
you still went with the full size?
Always.
That's incredible.
Good man. Always. Good man. Because I remember when I was a kid how destroyed I was when I would get home with my pillow sack full of loot.
Right.
And you pour it all out on the table there. And you get the jerk faces that give you the, like, one or two pieces of candy corn that are wrapped in aluminum foil.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm. And then some guy who actually one year was giving out combs. Can you imagine that? You get a comb.
That's just sick.
You get a comb for your hair when you're going out trick-or-treating.
Well, I got them at a discount, and that was great. It was better than the year that I gave out pieces of muffin.
And then you get, and really it's disappointing. Goddamn disappointing when you get the little tiny, itsy-bitsy pieces of candy. You want a full-size bar.
You know what? One of the ultimate, we've talked about this. We talk about it every year, but the candy corn, where people, like, will give like take a handful of candy corn.
Gross. Candy corn.
And then it gets down to the bottom with all the wrappers, and it gets dirty and all that. I much prefer giving out pieces of muffin, because every now and then the kid that would get the blueberry would actually leave half.
How do you always make them stay warm?
I didn't, Rob.
Really?
Because they actually would firm up if you put them out on the, you just left them out sitting on top of the milk box.
Ever get a toothbrush?
Yes, I did.
That's the worst.
Swear to God,
really?
I did.
Yeah. Wow.
And a special bonus tonight, every fifth child comes to my house. We get a pack of Marlboro Lights.
That's fantastic. That's
nice. With my thanks.
That is terrific.
It's never too early to start smoking.
Yeah, if we run out of pennies at my house, we're giving out Whiteout.
Welcome to the Mike Show.
Hey, Don. My great God.
Hi there. Oh, and also I'll have staples tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Giving away staples, just individual staples. Oh, you just hold out your bag, and I'll be there with a stapler. Just go, okay, how many you want? 5, 6?
Don't ever check the supply closet at WJFK after Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Here's some post-it notes.
Some Viramax.
Lots of Viramax. Here you go, kids.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Hey, I was wondering, since it's Halloween, who does your woman scream on the opening monologue?
That is, That is generic. Where did we get that from,
Robbie?
That's
Bay Ray from King Kong. It's a Hollywood scream.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, I pulled it from the doorbell from the movie Murder by Death.
Wow.
There you go.
But it is
all
favorite.
Right. Thank
good
you
scream.
Very much.
Blood-curdling scream. Yeah. OJ-like scream.
Fantastic.
OJ!
Oh, my God.
Scared, kids?
Oh, the humanity.
OJ's here.
Scary.
Scared, kids?
Boo!
It's OJ.
Watch out, OJ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi,
hi there.
Guys.
Hi.
Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
I would like to say that, Rob, I love your laugh. I actually listen to the show sometimes just to hope to hear you laugh.
Well, you only hear that laugh because we're so funny.
Damn right.
Yes, Rob. Cutest laugh on the face of the planet.
Scared kids?
Ooh, scary.
Anyway, happy Halloween to you.
Thank you very much. Hope to have a nice night.
Bye, honey.
All Hallows Eve.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. See, Rob has his fans out there.
Yes, he does.
You know, generally people hate Robbie. You got your fans out there, Robbie.
I bet she's hateful, too.
And you have very nice, and it would surprise you, he's a wonderful, very loving family.
Rob has hundreds of fans, and most of them can't call in.
No.
For obvious reasons.
Once a month.
Yeah, you know, the tracing and all.
With good behavior.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Like Steve, there's a reason you give out the big candy bars.
Well, it's because you don't want to disappoint children.
Nah, it's so you don't get your soapy windows and eggs thrown at your house. That's what I've found.
Really, would you, if you gave out teeny candies, you would get your house egged?
Yes, at times.
All right.
And nice. I've given out the big ones, and I haven't had a problem since.
There you go. All right,
you
thank
go.
You. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I got my house egg the year I gave out individual containers of olive oil.
Todd and Mike's show.
Happy Halloween, happy Halloween, happy Halloween, happy Halloween.
I got mine egg when we gave out Spam. Just by the spoonful.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd given the cans out, it would have been a different story.
Hey, who wants Spam?
Yum, yum.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I could ask you for a favor.
Of course,
sir. Possibly donate his candy that he collects tonight to my little 3-year-old who's sick this evening and won't be able to go trick-or-treating on her own.
Oh, that is so touching. Absolutely not. any candy that my son collects will go directly to my stomach.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. And yes, we'll play that game again this year, as we play every year. When he comes home, and there will be the big bowl of candy, and my wife will say, don't eat the candy. Don't eat the candy. You're watching your weight. And I'll say, okay, I know. And then he'll come home in a couple of days, and he'll say, hey, I thought that there were 8 Reese's peanut butter cups. Now there are only 2.
Right.
And I always go, I don't know what happened.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Must have been a hole in the bag.
Ask Mom. I didn't eat them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Radio Guy.
Hey, hi.
Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
I got a ultimate cheap A story for you.
All right.
There's a lady in our neighborhood. She was so cheap, she used to give us bagged popcorn. She used to pop popcorn and give it out in a little plastic.
We had people in our neighborhood that did that.
That happened a lot, too, with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, she pays every year right before Halloween.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the families of Grand Messager and Run DMC.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you, my friend.
I actually got very good reviews the year I gave out tablespoons of chicken salad.
Wow. And nylon stockings. You know, you give a young girl or a young man, a 6-7 year old, their first pair of legs.
Right.
When they open up that little plastic egg.
Oh, it's
such a thrill. And I've given them the control top pantyhose.
The really young ones don't know what to make of it.
The ear to ear grins. Mm-hmm. You can't beat them. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
And you know that is I do for some reason feel bad about that guy from Run DMC because being a white man,
yes.
I'm not down with all the gangsta rap.
The lingo.
But, you know, for most of us whiteys, Run DMC was our way of getting into rap. Because that's, you know, they did that song with Aerosmith when they did right. Walk This Way.
Right.
That was kind of like Run DMC.
Run DMC really, I think, opened rap up to a lot of other people.
They were the good guys.
And, Rob, I'd like to know... where were you last night when this tragedy happened?
I was with my family, and they'll swear to it.
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay. Well, anyway. I kind of bummed me out for a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
hello?
That's good.
Don.
Hi.
Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Two quick questions. Buzz, yeah. You still planning on handing out Vicodin?
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent.
Fistfuls of it. Yeah.
Okay, good. And Rob,
all the nervous parents go to Buzz's house.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where to take my kids because we're Jewish. I didn't know if Rob was handing out candy to Jewish kids, so I think we're going to be going Buzz's way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob's got that big sign out front of his house.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, a lot of people avoid his house.
Don Mike show. For whites only.
That's a hateful man, mommy.
it's like one of those.
I'm not going to the hateful man's house.
It's like one of those things when you're driving. It says Stuckey's 80 miles. It says Stuckey's 40 miles. It says Stuckey's 30 miles. The first one says whites only. Mm-hmm. Then after that, it says. Catholics and Protestants only.
Right.
Then after that, it says Protestants only. Then after that, you got to be a member of the club.
Absolutely.
To get in. There's like 8 or 9 different signs as you work your way up Rob's driveway.
Absolutely. The home of Rob Spiewak and editorial offices of the Daily Bigot.
Hello, Don, Mike show.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Hi there.
Man, it brings out all the crazy people this season, doesn't it, Halloween? Even the crap detector guys.
Where's your crap detector for now?
Is that the guy? Is that the original?
Now, don't hang up.
Too late. I think that's him, though.
I think so, too. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, you know what my costume was?
No.
Chief Moose.
What?
I was Chief Moose for Halloween.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I know.
Well, have you already been out?
Nah, for school.
Oh, for school. Well, and what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
A senior? Are you 18?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's good.
You can call the show then, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah, say hi to Tom for me.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Are you
spell Moose?
Are you going to graduate?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Could Tom spell Moose for me?
Are you going on to college?
Of course.
Outstanding.
Good.
Now, wait, when you dressed as Chief Moose, did you have the antlers?
Nah.
Because at this point, I think you could get away with
all the moose jokes you want.
You could absolutely get away with it.
He's a hero. You can make all the moose jokes you want.
You can wear the policeman suit with a big moose antler on there. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's Fairfax Frank.
Oh, no, let's not start this again.
Here we go.
It was about this time yesterday.
Yeah, that same guy, District Dan.
What can we do for you? Or
when I was a kid, we used to go trick-or-treating in this one neighborhood that was next to mine because mine was like white trash and crappy.
Yeah.
And this one house gave out cans of Pepsi every year. So what we'd do is we'd take two masks, we'd wear one and put the one in our bag.
Yeah.
And go back like 10 minutes later with the other mask on and get another can of Pepsi.
Absolutely. Sure. We used to do that when we were kids a lot, and my parents were the big facilitators of this, of driving us to better neighborhoods.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of parents do that.
I mean,
and a lot of parents in those neighborhoods resent it.
The neighborhood that we lived in, my parents didn't deem good enough for us to trick-or-treat in, even though we lived in the neighborhood ourselves.
Right.
They would always drive us up by Manor Country Club.
Where the bigger houses were.
Yeah, and say, okay, we'll meet you back here in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was always that queer duality of, thanks for taking us where we can get good candy, but...
Sure.
But where you don't want us to get the good candy is where we live. And it was always my mom or dad that would pile all the kids in the station.
Would you ever trick-or-treat in your own neighborhood?
we would always start in our neighborhood,
right.
And then my mom, who was just real nutty about this, would gather up all the kids and say, no, come on, I'm going to take you up to the country club.
Wow.
And then she would pile like 8 or 9 guys in the station wagon, and
right.
We'd go to Manor Country Club.
You know, it's tough when you live in a rural area, like my wife and I did last year and the year before, and we would take our kids into the neighborhoods that were, you know, had heavy traffic. We would usually go to my sister-in-law's place, but one year we actually just went to a neighborhood where some kids from my daughter's nursery school lived, and you really get the looks when they, you know, when it's a small neighborhood of houses that are close together, and they know that you don't belong, especially if you're the father standing out on the street,
yeah.
And the other parents are kind of going, "Hey, how you doing?"
You know,
and they give you like this little dirty look.
You know, what really must suck. And this is something that we didn't have to go through when we were kids. You had to like go to a strip mall to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah. Because
I've seen, like, by the Starbucks, by my house, they had the big sign up saying, bring your kids by for trick-or-treat.
Right.
And hair cuttery. I mean, there's something wrong about going to the hair cuttery or going to the nail salon or going to the hardware store.
Mommy, there's a hair in my Nestle's Crunch.
To go trick-or-treating.
The nail salon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You go to Safeway to go trick-or-treating.
Get a dumpling.
Hello.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike about the costumes for Halloween.
We're here. We're here. We're ready to believe you.
I got the best costume for you guys.
But you have the worst phone.
The worst phone.
Listen to that thing.
Buddy, help us out.
Sounds like you're on the CB radio.
What is wrong with that phone?
I'm on the base.
You're on what base?
Norfolk Naval Base.
You're calling from a naval base.
Are you on?
It's Dennis Rodman.
God. Are you on board?
I am not on board. I am on board the base, but not on board the ship.
The ship.
All right, and you're going as Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. I'm a white guy now. I already went to one party, and I have convinced about 6 black guys that I was actually black until I took my mask off.
Gotcha. And you are one of the guys, when we go to war with Iraq, but I'm guessing we'll be shipping out first.
I will be the one as the decoy, yes.
All right, we're safe. We are all safe.
Because I know the master plan and the guys at the Pentagon, when we were there at 9/11, were nice enough to let me in on one of the briefings.
How are they going to handle it?
Well, when we do attack Iraq, we're going to do some kind of a war with them. What they've done is we're going to get all the really dumb guys, all the guys that, you know, well, there are going to be some casualties.
Yeah, no officer candidates going in first.
No, right, all your basic private piles.
You're going to send them right in there, unarmed.
And incidentally, if you're listening right now and you're in the Army, Forces, any branch, and you see on your ID card PP,
right?
That means you're a private pile.
Mm-hmm.
That means you better live every moment.
Yes,
yeah.
As much and as full and with as much zest as you can.
I'm gonna send those guys in first.
And the Pentagon's gonna make them all wear Dennis Rodman masks.
And I really fooled people.
I did.
And the people he fooled are also gonna be in the front line.
They also thought that I was Dennis Rodman.
Right. Just live every day, and live every day because you never know. As soon as we go to Iraq, you're gonna get that call. And you're going to be one of the guys. Good luck storming the castle.
Did you pass anybody on the road today that was in costume? I always like that on Halloween. I saw 2 people, including a wonderful tiger.
I saw a really stunningly breathtaking woman wearing what looked like a Wonder Woman thing.
Oh, really?
And she had she was bare-shouldered.
Yes.
And she had the tiara or whatever it is that Wonder Woman wears.
You know, I think with everything that the area has been through here in Washington, D.C., you're going to have a really super Halloween. People are really going to come out of their shells
a little bit. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Radio Gods. What's up?
Hi.
You guys talking before about really crappy stuff you've gotten?
Yeah.
Had one family every year gave us pamphlets on how to get our souls saved and the dangers of Halloween.
Oh, no. That's very evil. Wow.
There's lots of religious nuts out there who like handing out that paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I live down south, and we got the religious pamphlets, too. They would always have, like, the haunted houses on how to save your soul, the Christian haunted houses and stuff like that.
That's such BS.
It was very lame.
That is such BS. There are churches, as a matter of fact, out by Warren, that I've seen the signs, where they're saying that tonight it's the Fall Festival.
Yeah.
If you want a safe place to take your kids.
Fall Festival.
And the sign says, you know, no ghost costumes, no devil costumes. Dress your kids as a policeman, a fireman, a nurse, a cowboy. It's not Halloween. One of the signs in front of the church.
Because Halloween is the devil's holiday.
It has the word Halloween.
Right.
And it has that Ghostbusters universal circle and X through it, and it says Fall Festival.
Yeah, not fun at all.
Fall Festival. Like, Halloween is bad.
Almost as bad as the year I gave out Tic Tacs.
Halloween kicks ass.
But they were the orange kind.
Individuals. Right?
Yeah, individual tic-tac. Orange Tic Tacs for Halloween.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy Halloween, guys. How's it going?
Same to you, my friend.
Scared.
Are you scared,
I'm going to be giving out candy tonight, and as soon as I'm done giving all that out, I think I'm going to give out all the ketchup and mustard I collected over the year in those little packets.
Individual packets.
Yeah, some lucky kid's going to get a packet of cream cheese, another one probably get a packet of lemon juice.
You know, those kids can never get enough condiments.
That's good. Take it easy, guys.
That's pretty good.
Fantastic.
That's pretty good. Hello, Don
Bell.
And Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right, hot or mild.
I figured out that Buzz Burbank, he's saying that he's going to give out prescription drugs, but I know what he's really going to give out.
Right, weed.
Bad touches.
Bad. Oh, God. Where'd that come
only
from?
Only two adults who ask for it.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hi. I just wanted to tell you, I'm a flower garden today.
Really? How is that? How are you dressed as a flower garden?
Okay. I'm wearing brown, and I've got bugs all over me, and my sister put wire through my hair, and they're all the flower stems, and on the tips of all my hair, and I've got, like, hair that's halfway down my back, and it's sticking straight up.
What color?
On the tips of all my hair is flowers.
What color is your soil?
My soil is brown, and you know what? I was going to wear a fur and be two kinds of gardens, but I wasn't sure that anybody would really get it.
Are you showing any bush?
Well, no, not right now.
Is it weird to have Tom away from the home today?
Are you a provocative flower garden?
Oh, of course, because I'm a floral designer by profession, so I had to be something that was, along with my profession.
I think there's an outside chance. Believe it or not,
what?
As unbelievable as it might seem, I think there's an outside shot that she might be hot.
No, there's a 90% chance she looks like the mom on 6 Feet Under.
All right, who is the celebrity you most resemble, ma'am?
I've been told Phoebe.
From All My Children.
No, from Friends.
Right, from Friends. And also the girl who played on that thing with Tom Cruise.
Get by the
Top
list,
Gun.
Guys.
Top Gun. The girl, what's her name?
Kelly McGillis.
Yes.
Huh. Not a chance.
Both of them.
No.
Not a chance.
Myrtle Fargate.
All right, bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Aunt Esther.
Get by the voice.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
Hi.
I'm giving out individual slices of banana nut bread tonight. Baked it up fresh.
Hello, Don.
I heard a siren. Are you calling from outside the studio?
Yeah, there is something.
Yeah.
Something going on right down the street.
Does anybody have any idea what's going on outside?
No.
You're the newsman. Did you run out with your pad and pen? And,
no, I haven't done that yet.
All I know that right in front of the radio station, there's about 8,000 cops. Mm-hmm. Dogs and you said a guy in a ski mask?
There was a guy that looked to be either an undercover cop or some kind of informant. He was wearing a ski mask that just showed his eyes. And he was standing, talking casually to the cops. And I pulled up to the building, I rolled down the window and I said to one of the guys, I said, what's going on? He said, search the car, sir. Keep moving, please.
Wow.
Searching the car.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Maybe Steve Johnson's involved in some way.
And that's the kind of nose for journalism, Buzz, that's going to catapult you to 60 Minutes.
Oh, this is small
time. Well, you have your answer then.
This is small time.
No need to ask any further questions.
And I threw out the name Steve Johnson. He's a guy that we've goofed on.
Oh, my God.
We've goofed on the air before. He's a guy who works here at radio station WJFM.
And now he's world famous.
And if you want to see Steve, and I believe he's drunk in the picture, go to today's Washington Post in the style section. They're doing an article on the ball coach, Steve Spurrier, and inside on page C8, big, gigantic, quarter of a page picture of a very tipsy Steve Johnson getting his football signed
right
by Steve Spurrier.
The look that he has all the time.
He's drunk all the time.
I believe so.
And the caption is, Steve Spurrier signs the football of Steven Johnson.
Now, you know, we don't do the caption contest. They do them up at YSB all the time. But I think, Rob, we have to get that picture, put it on the wall, and do a caption.
I have a hunch you may be seeing that picture around for a long time. And remember what we've always said, Steve Johnson. smart man.
Absolutely.
Well, you want to take a good look at one of the executives here.
Page C8.
Page C8.
Looking like a little boy who's just thrilled.
Stephen with a PH.
That's right.
Stephen Johnson.
We always pictured him as a V-type Stephen.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if he's there.
Steve Johnson.
We've reached Steve Johnson with Infinity Broadcasting and the Washington Redskins Radio Network. I'm away from my desk right now, out of the office. So please, just leave your name, number, short message at the tone, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If you need immediate assistance for whatever reason, please dial 0 for the operator, and she will help you. Thank you, and have a great day.
She will help you.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Steve, Don, and Mike, saw your picture in the Post today and just want to say, you look great as always.
Yeah.
And one thing was proven to us today, Steve. You're only really happy when somebody is signing one of your balls.
That's right.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it,
oh, I love
2.
That.
To re-record...
Steve, Don, and Mike, saw your picture in the Post today and just want to say... You look great as always.
Oh.
We had it out of audition. Well, we'll re-record it.
Good thing we checked.
You're only really...
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
I want to re-record it.
Listen to it.
No, re-record.
To re-record,
yes.
Enter pound.
Steve, hi, it's Don and Mike. Great picture in the Post today.
The Steve Johnson motto. He's only happy when somebody's signing one of his balls.
Were you bombed when they were taking that picture, Steve?
You look like a little kid.
Yeah.
Stever?
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Steve, hi, it's Don and Mike.
There we go.
Great picture in the Post today. The Steve Johnson motto. He's only happy when somebody's signing one of his balls. You bombed when they were taking that picture, Steve? You look like a little kid. Stever?
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Perfect.
To listen to it, 2.
No.
To re-record, enter pound.
No, that's it.
There's that's one. It. Just hang out.
Oh, that's okay. We're
thank
done.
You. Your message has been sent.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's got actually...
If you need further assistance,
no, thank
enter
you.
Pound now.
Sure, sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy the fascinating tidbit in that article that Steve Spurrier carries his beer in his pocket?
Yeah, the coach of the Redskins carries,
that was great.
Carries an open right. bottle of Heineken in his inside suit pocket.
Huh.
So that he can sign autographs,
right.
And then when he's done signing the autographs, he can immediately keep pounding
have a little cocktail. And I urge everybody at the station to, well, Steve's got a very significant, not Steve Spurrier, Steve Johnson, a very significant collection of balls.
Steven Johnson.
Steven Johnson has lots of balls in his office, so when you see him, just ask, Steve, can I sign one of your balls?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah? Something wrong with these phones, or what's up with this? Don and Mike, hello? Oh, I see the problem. Hi. That was, hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, like talk to Don Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, Don, you know what I'm giving out for Halloween today?
What?
Stinky Poon!
There you go. A Joe fan.
New catchphrase.
Sweeping the nation.
Yes, it is.
Starting right here.
It's hot.
Stinky Poon!
Yeah, you hear that, Joe?
What?
Never mind.
I can't hear through this stupid rabbit head.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Bye, Joe. Bye bye. We are ready to start today's Halloween spooktacular.
Fantastic.
Scared kid.
Woo! Very scary.
We'll start today with a secret sound. Got to be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. Identify the sound and you'll win $1,000. And we're going to bring Tom in here. And we'll start Trick-or Tom.
Yeah.
And Joe out doing Trick or Beer.
Is that going to be Tom's seat right there? The little mini stool?
That is Tom's stool.
Very good.
And also today on the show, Mr. Skin.
All right.
And I think we're going to be doing something for their good buddy Frank and Stein. Now be the 100th caller, and we'll be right back.
Death Kids Scary.
It's Halloween, and we'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
It is time to summon now the evil spirits.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Just ahead of caller 100 here, watching the Today Show. Matt Lauer and Al Roker addresses Siegfried and Roy today. And Regis and Kelly Lee did that thing where Regis dresses like her and she dresses like him.
And not too overused idea.
I'm spending time right here so I can go...
Rob's B-Way!
Something strange.
I love this joke.
Who you gonna call?
Rob's B-Way!
It's about the wind.
It's perfectly done.
It's
yeah.
A crazy day around here.
Who you gonna call?
Rob's B-Way!
All right, caller 100 time, and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you are caller 100. What's your name?
Tara.
Where are you from?
Mount Ephraim.
Happy Halloween. You have won.
Mount what? Where did you say you're from?
Mount Ephraim, New Jersey.
Mount Ephraim?
Mm-hmm.
There's a mountain named after our agent. our agent's last name is really Ephraim.
Yeah. Mount Ephraim.
It must be a bald mountain. there must be no growth at all on top of there.
With sandals and black socks.
Listen, you want a copy of Elvira's Haunted Hills from Good Life Entertainment? I saw that hag on the Today Show today, too.
Yeah, oh. She's just, those yellow teeth get yellower, don't they?
They do. But she does have the best push-up bra.
She does, yeah. And the greatest cleavage in show business.
You know, when she takes that bra off, the thing just got to go...
Oh, absolutely. And you could, you know, you could direct yourself to any major city intersection with those. That's what I'm guessing when you peel back the body makeup.
Oh. Like putting an apple in a tube saw. That's what it just looked like. Boom, that's all virus boom hitting the floor.
I think it might be a prosthetic boob.
Enjoy that. Now you'll play for $1,000 if you can identify the secret sound, common everyday sound that you hear in the kitchen. Are you ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Peter Lorre.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Common everyday sound. And Peter Lorre, very Halloween-ish.
Very Halloween.
There it is for you again. Think kitchen.
It's a monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $1,000, name it and claim it, as the DJs say.
The closing of a dishwasher?
The closing of... No, I'm... No, it's not the closing of a dishwasher.
No, that was my idea.
Thank you. I had a good guess. Every guess is a clue for you.
Right. For you.
Thanks for listening. Hold on a second, please. Are you listening on YSB?
Okay.
Are you listening on WYSB?
Yes.
Thanks. I only mention that because if you're looking for Lisa's photos today from her photo shoot yesterday, they have not shown up yet on WYSB.com.
That is a disappointment.
Because of the man-made disaster known as Tim Sabian, the El Nino of the radio world.
What, is he still picking his costume out?
Tim Sabian. Well, it gets back to because problems... Other shows have had with Infinity Broadcasting in the last year.
Huh.
They're very wary now, Infinity Broadcasting, the company we're currently working for, they're very wary about anything that could possibly get the proverbial teat in a ringer.
Yeah.
So the thought is, and this is why Tim is one of today's brightest...
I'm still confused.
One of today's brightest executives. He's concerned that there would be the chance for a sexual harassment suit... By Lisa, because we're putting these photos up on the website of her wearing a bikini, when in fact it was Lisa's idea
to do the photo shoot,
to be in Playboy. But Tim doesn't feel confident in that unless Lisa signs some kind of affidavit.
Yes.
So that is what
a climate we work in now.
That is why he is the greatest man in showbiz.
How things have changed.
And
I'm
not busting his balls. He's just covering his nut everybody is in this company now.
I guess that's the way it's going to be from now on.
I guess for a while. God, I wish they would loosen the reins just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Lisa, you know, this was Lisa's idea.
Right.
I mean, that's the nobody can dispute that, not even Lisa. I mean, she's fine with that.
I know it. You know it. Everybody listening to the show knows it. All she has to do is sign the form.
Sign the affidavit.
So that Tim will feel comfortable putting the pictures up on the website, knowing that he will not be involved in some future legal action.
I see.
Involving, us forcing Lisa to do this. Right. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you remember when Charlie Broyhill sued us for sexual harassment.
Do I?
Wow.
And thank God we were able to settle that out of court.
Yeah, that was a nasty one, Can't even touch a guy in the men's room.
We can say it now because the statute of limitations is passed.
Right.
We were guilty of sin.
Oh, we really were.
And, you know, our only defense, he's so good looking.
Yeah. I can still hear the screams, though.
Let's bring in Tom the Monster.
Oh, no.
And let's start Trick or Tom.
Rob, can you arrange this chair, please?
There are people out in the lobby now. The deal is this. Tom Gavin will be dressed as Santa Claus. That's his favorite outfit for Halloween.
Yes.
And we'll have a sack.
Get that away from me?
Inside the sack.
Get that away from me right now.
There will be 31 different tricks to make Tom feel better.
Yeah, very good.
And you select one, and here's how this is going to work. Of the 31 various ways to pamper Tom, two have been pre-selected already at random to be $500 winning stunts.
Cool.
You perform, here is limping in with a skull.
And cigars.
And a Santa Claus suit.
And
anyway,
it looks like he's got a candy container, too.
Lily, we have already predetermined at random the two winning numbers.
Yes, we have.
And each of the people, when they come in to pick out their slips of paper with what they're going to do for Tom,
right. They
will have a number on them. And as soon as they've completed the stunt, you will come in and tell them if they have won or not.
Right.
Gotcha. And let's say hello to Tom Gavin.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm Don.
Don, how you doing?
Doing fine, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Thanks for the cigar, Tom.
Big cigar for
Hi,
Tom. Tom.
Much appreciated.
How are you?
Thank you. Look
thank,
at
the, thank you, Tom.
Look at this thing. Where did you store this thing, Tom?
Cigar for Mike.
Where did you store the cigar?
I got them from the tobacco place out in...
That's Tom's skull that's talking right
Let
there.
Me hear that. Hold on. What are you playing there, Tom?
When he's pressing a button inside the nostril of the skull. What's it say, Tom?
So you like that, huh, Tom?
Yes, I do like it.
Tom, I will tell you that you're not real scary dressed as Santa Claus.
I know.
And you even have those little
glasses.
Those little square glasses like Santa Claus has?
Yes, I do.
They make your eyes look pretty.
Tom, would you turn your machine off for a second, please?
Yes, please.
Happy Halloween. And what is your before we start, what is your Halloween wish and greeting to all of our listeners?
Everything is looking good.
Everything is looking good.
And what is your Halloween wish for our listeners?
My Halloween wishes are, please do not give candy out tonight, because check candy when y'all get back in.
What was
no
that again,
razors,
Tom?
No razors, no nothing.
Okay, so
no razors.
You want the parents to check the candy, is that right,
check
Tom?
Check the candy, guys.
Good one, Tom. Let's bring in our first contestant. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Scared kids?
Scared kids!
Roar!
Roar!
Let's bring in the first contestant.
This guy is dressed like Kid Rock.
Here he is. Hi, what is your name, my friend? Yes, that is a good Kid Rock.
That's a great costume.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Where are you from, Jeremy?
Finesse part.
And now that is a wig. That has to be a wig, right?
Yeah? Yeah, I'm like Joe Dirt. My mom sewed that on my head.
Anyway, the guy's a dead ringer for Kid Rock.
Yeah. And you know, you got to like a guy that quotes Joe Dirt.
Yeah. And nice tattoo. Is that a Detroit Tigers D?
Yep. From Romeo, Michigan.
Gotcha. All right. Get ready. Here's Tom. He'll give you a cigar. And now Rob has the pumpkin head.
Reach into the pumpkin head and pick out what your treat will be for Tom.
And now the deal is you perform the treat on Tom, and then you read the number to Lisa, and she tells you if you've won
$500. Need help opening that?
So open it up now, and let's read. Will you read, please, what you will be doing to Tom?
He can't do that.
He pulled out the instant winner, make out with Tom.
Tom vetoed that one.
For $500, that's it.
All right, so put that back in. That back into the mix.
But that, unless you want to make out with Tom for $600.
No. Tom said no.
$500.
No, Tommy says no.
Tom doesn't want to, though.
Tom doesn't have any intention of doing it.
All right, here's the next one you pulled out, and it is, would you read it out loud?
Oh, yeah. Lick Tom's head from the nape of his neck to his brow.
Tom, we're going to need you to remove your Santa hat and your wig and perhaps even your beard.
Oh, Lord.
There it is.
And look how sweaty Tom's bald head is.
Very, very funny.
Are you ready?
All
yep.
Right.
And Robbie, we'll need the mic. You got to go from the nape of his neck all the way to the
right.
To his forehead.
Right. Center.
Center of his head. You got to look it.
Another chance?
What?
No.
All right. Ready, Tom?
Ready.
What are you doing, Tom?
I'm besting.
He's pretending to sleep.
Okay, tell us how this feels, Tom.
All right, Tom, be very quiet.
Yuck.
Tom didn't like that.
And how did... He's going for his beverage.
Yeah.
How does Tom's head taste? How does Tom's head taste?
Like S.
And Lisa, the question we all want answered now... Is he an...
Yes, sir.
Can't drop the S-bomb.
You can't drop the S-bomb.
What's his number?
One.
No, I'm sorry. You have not won.
Oh.
Thank you, though.
I'm terribly sorry.
Happy Halloween.
Congratulations, sir.
You get a nice goodie bag.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. That means one down, 30 to go.
Oh.
And just remember, if anybody is counting at home, Tom's head tasted like S.
And if you're listening to this now, your odds have just... gotten better.
That's true.
Because now there's a 2 in 30 chance that you'll win $500 on the spot.
Tom, you don't have to put the beard and wig back on, but you want to put the Santa hat back on?
And I think you got to leave again now, Tom.
What?
I think you got to go back to the green room now.
No.
Yeah.
Just go back to the green room for a while. We're going to bring you back in.
Well, we'll bring you back. We have a segment now with Mr. Skim.
All right, Tom.
Tom,
are you okay?
Can I leave him there?
Yeah, you can leave him here. Just don't turn him on.
But the skull guy?
Yeah, the skull's staying here.
All right, go on back to the green room.
Hi, guys.
And say hi to Steve Johnson on your way back there.
Yeah, go down to Steve Johnson's office.
There's Tom.
Have fun.
Tom Gavin, Tom the...
there he goes.
Tom the monster.
Uh-huh.
All right, what you've just heard is a guy who came in dressed like Kid Rock,
uh-huh.
And he had to lick Tom's head.
From the back of his neck all the way to the brow.
And the guy looked like he was about to throw up after he got done licking Tom's head.
We haven't even gotten to the nail clipping and the cleaning of the ears and nose.
And the belly button.
And holding the tissue while Tom blows
his nose.
And there'll be something there.
Having Tom blow his breath into your face.
Absolutely.
Someone wins $500 today. Two people win $500
mm-hmm.
if everybody shows up. Donna Mike World Broadcast Headquarters here at WJFK Now. Joining us as he does every Thursday, the man who invented the best website in the world.
The greatest.
And I mean it. I'm there constantly on MrSkin.com. To find out clips of my favorite actresses naked. And here he is now, the world-famous Jim McBride, Mr. Skin. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Once again, the site is simply outstanding, www.mrskin.com. I don't remember which one it was last week, but I took your advice. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Ashley Judd movie.
Ah, yes, the Marilyn Monroe movie.
Oh, you got that. Oh, great. Yeah,
not Marilyn Monroe.
Norma Jean of Maryland? Or did you go Normal Life?
Normal Life was the other
Normal
one.
Life was
right.
The one.
Ah.
Got it. Beautiful shot of Ashley Judd. I've always wanted to see her naked.
And I actually want to see that Salma Hayek movie based on Ashley
Frida.
Judd. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we have Mr. Skin. He's great around Oscar time, around the holidays, and it's a holiday Halloween, meaning that he'll have a special segment for us today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Real quick, I just wanted to let I got a great horror hotties top 10 list I want to get to, but real quick, I just want to make sure that people don't miss two things this week.
There's still new nudity.
Well, the nudity train never slows down.
Very good.
There's a movie that's coming out tomorrow called The Weight of Water. Sean Penn, it's a Sean Penn movie. And in the movie, 24 minutes into the movie, Elizabeth Hurley is sunbathing topless on a boat.
Uh-oh.
She lifts up to get a clear view of her breasts.
takes an ice cube out of her mouth, rubs it on her breast and up and down her side, and puts it back in her mouth. Outstanding.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Skin, you don't know. Every year on the show, we rate women. We come up with a list. We do the years before Maxim of these other magazines. And last calendar year, she was my hottest woman in the world.
She's your number one.
She is, really.
She's unbelievable.
My God.
And the other cool thing is, this movie's going to be in theaters tomorrow. I already have DVD quality pictures and clips at the site, so that's one of my bigger coups.
Oh, and I'm looking at one right now.
Is that Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah.
God, does she have great jugs?
There's nothing wrong with her. There's no flaws. I mean, her only flaw is Hugh Grant.
Anybody? How can anybody possibly?
Oh my!
Bring me to task for choosing her as my hottest woman.
No fault.
Look at her. She's beautiful. She got that hot British accent.
Yeah. And is that the first time she's been naked in a movie?
Oh no, she had done. She goes way back. Even there's a movie called Aria from 1988, which is a terrible movie. Yet it has Elizabeth Hurley and Bridget Fonda both debut nude scenes.
Oh my God!
So she's been naked before, but this is just cool that it's brand new in theaters tomorrow. And every time a great babe gets naked, that's big news.
Very good.
There's one for you, Mr. Skin. Outstanding. What else at the theater?
Well, cool. One other quick thing is the big DVD out this week is Spider-Man, with Kirsten Dunst in the movie. And though she's not naked, of course, there is a scene in an alleyway in a wet, clingy blouse that's one of the all-time great pokeyosity scenes.
Pokeyosity, I love that word.
Yeah, and it's outstanding. No nudity, but it's always good to see Kirsten Dunst
You are the greatest. Take a look. I'm on the site right now. Go to MrSkin.com. Everybody remembers the scene when Tobey Maguire comes down upside down and she lifts up the mask to kiss him.
Right. That is just about a naked breast there.
You might as well be looking at Kirsten Dunst.
Wow.
She's outstanding.
Kirsten Dunst. Anyway, beautiful. Beautiful jugs. Nicely done from Spider-Man. All right, now let's get to the top 10.
Yeah, I did the top 10 horror hotties. These are babes that were in somehow relatively well-known horror movies, and, of course, where to find them naked. That's the most important.
All right, let's start this list. Let's go.
Number 10, my number 10 horror hottie is Sigourney Weaver. Now, remember the Alien series she was in? It's one of the most successful horror series of all time.
Right.
And remember her in the little panties in Alien, the original?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, she did one of my favorite nude scenes of all time. It's called Half Moon Street from 1986. and why I like it so much is not only is she naked throughout the whole movie, shows breasts a ton, but at one point is riding a stationary bike topless. So not only do you get to see her naked, you get to see her on a stationary bike. I wish my health club had it for something like that. So,
Number 10.
Yeah, that's Sigourney Weaver. Number 9, Linda Blair from The Exorcist, one of the great, scary movies of all time. She grew up and actually grew out. Her career never quite made it, which was bad for her, but was excellent for us because it meant she'd be in a series of bad B movies in the 1980s. My favorite is Chained Heat. It's a woman's prison movie. Linda Blair, completely naked, and I got to say, she's sporting at least C's, possibly D's.
Wow. She's got huge breasts.
Yeah, and she looks great, but not only do you get all these prison babes naked and Linda Blair naked, but Dean Wormer is the prison warden. He has a hot tub in his office in the movie. So Chained Heat is a classic.
Chained Heat, I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. My number 8 horror hottie, Lisa Loring. Remember her? She's Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family, the little pigtail girl.
Oh, right. God.
Well, she grew up, she had a pretty wild life. She married a porn star, got into soap operas, and she did this movie in 1988 called Iced, and it's a very hard to find movie. I was able to track it down, and she's in a hot tub, completely nude. You see both breasts and Cousin It, if you will.
You are such a perv. I'm looking at it right now on the.
Oh, you see, you're looking at it. Cool.
Yeah
it's just great stuff.
She's on her back.
Look at the size of those breasts,
Cousin It.
She's on her back in the water. Yeah, and you see a big furry mound.
Yes.
Coming out of the water there.
Boy, your staff has really worked overtime this week.
The skinologist
in your laboratories.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, my number 7 horror hottie is Jodie Foster, who was in Silence of the Lambs. Of course, we all know, great movie, one of the greats. But she did a movie called Backtrack, which is a 1991 movie directed by Dennis Hopper. Well, The good news is she's naked, a great topless scene getting out of the shower. I think it's her best nude scene. But the better news is we were able to track down a Euro version of this movie. No, this is a no BS. A Euro version of this movie that has the exact same scene, but it shows full frontal nudity versus just topless. So that's a great one. I don't think your average guy is going to be able to walk in a video store and find that. But at least if you go check out Backtrack, you can see Jodie Foster topless.
Fantastic.
All right, number six now. Lisa, can you pull number six up, because I see the name on the list, and I'm wondering, back in the day, I really thought that she had it going on in her shirt.
Who are we talking about?
Well, her name's Terry Garr, and I used her today as a horror hottie because of her role in Young Frankenstein. And remember when they picked her up and they did the funny line, nice knockers, because her cleavage was right in the face.
Right.
And actually, she only was naked in one movie, but it was pretty good. It's a 1983 movie called One from the Heart, which was directed by Francis Ford Coppola, and it was a musical. It's like one of his worst efforts ever. Everyone makes fun of this movie that's ever seen it, but the good news is she has a number of good nude scenes, including getting out of the shower. You get a nice breast shot in there.
Yeah.
So Terry Garr, who that wholesome image babe, did do a great nude scene back in 1983.
Nice judges. Just checked it out.
Terry Garr.
Very nice. Okay,
number five is Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and I gotta say, watching her on TV all those years with the cleavage, it always looked like her shirt was ready to bust open, but she actually did a great nude scene in a 1973 movie called The Working Girls. Now, this movie's out of print, impossible to find. This was another one I gathered up along the way, and in this movie, she plays a stripper. She was known as Cassandra Peterson, which is her real name, and her she has red hair, so she's out on stage dancing topless, and you get to see Elvira about 7 or 8 years before she hit it big, you know, as Elvira, naked in the movie The Working Girls.
That is a wonderful picture from 30 years ago.
How would you rate those breasts as you see them in that picture you have on your site, Mr. Skin?
I'd say they're sevens or eights.
Really? I can't tell. I can't tell. But I guess...
Well, you know what's hard about that is she's dancing, and it's hard to get...
Yeah.
On an old video,
yeah,
tape, when you're dancing, it's hard to get a clear... It's not like the Liz Hurley in a DVD or something like
all
that.
All right, I'll go with your recommendation on that.
You got to see it in motion. I think you got to see them in motion.
number four.
My number four horror hotties, a Halloween special today is Adrienne Barbeau, and anytime I can get Adrienne Barbeau into a list, I'm happy. She was in Swamp Thing, which is kind of a cult horror.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And there's an interesting story behind Swamp Thing. When the movie came out, there was no nudity in the movie. There was a distant shot of her bathing in the swamp. You couldn't see anything. And same with the video. So if any dudes were renting this, you know, from 1981 to 1999, never saw nudity. But thank God for DVDs. They released this movie on DVD a couple of years ago. And they put in a 35-second deleted scene, no one had ever seen this before, where she's waiting around topless in the swamp. And anyone who's seen Adrienne Barbeau knows there is no way she was going to drown in that swamp.
Yeah.
She has huge breasts. And you can now, for anyone listening, you can only get the Adrienne Barbeau nudity and the Swamp Thing DVD. Don't go to the video store and rent the... just rent the video. You got to get it off the DVD.
And here's the magic of Mr. Skin. You mentioned that on the show, and I know it was for my birthday or for Christmas. Or our own Buzz Burbank purchased it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, now Lisa, can you go back so I can show Adrienne Barbeau's boobs to Mike?
Hold on. We're both big fans.
If you want to take a good?
I think everybody in the room. I think everybody's an Adrienne.
And I think you'll see they do not disappoint.
Oh my!
Right.
And I was ecstatic to get the movie based on your recommendation again.
Yeah.
The great Jim McBride, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, he does it.
Adrienne Barbeau, they're nice, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah. He's ready for a swim.
Yeah. All right, that means we're up to number three.
Yeah, my number three horror hottie is Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm.
Now, I want to stress here, she's never been naked, but she did do a movie called Cruel Intentions in 1999, which has one of the great girl-girl kisses of all time. Sarah Michelle Gellar and Selma Blair make out. It's awesome. And as they pull away, there's a spit line. You can hang your laundry on this thing. It's outstanding. So from 1999, Cruel Intentions, to see Sarah Michelle Gellar make out with Selma Blair.
You're the greatest. Number two.
My number two, babe, is... Now, there's a movie in theaters right now called The Ring. It's getting great reviews, a horror movie. Just everybody's digging this, getting really scared. The star of that movie...
Ooh, Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
Oh,
right?
Baby.
And she's a blonde. blonde, super hot. Now, if you don't know who she is or that name's not ringing a bell, you may remember that movie Mulholland Drive from last year, where the David Lynch movie that no one could figure out what the hell was going on, but
right.
had the great lesbian scene with Laura Herring, who was the brunette, and Naomi Watts, the blonde. So if you're seeing this movie, The Ring, at the theaters, which I recommend everyone check out, it's a great movie, go then check out Naomi Watts and Mulholland Drive for some great toplessness.
Great, great nippleage.
Yep.
I mean, really outstanding eraser head nipple.
Oh, yeah.
Good video. Good video.
I was just looking at the picture.
Now, is that off a number two pencil?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a number two. And I got a number. No, you know, actually, Mr. Skin, I have a number two pencil in front of me. I think bigger than a number two.
Yeah, I was going to say they looked a little bigger than a number two.
Great. Mike, take a look right there.
Oh, yeah. And you know, who was the actress that she was in the lesbian scene?
Laura Herring.
Oh, my God.
The brunette.
And as much as I like Naomi Watts, the brunette was incredible.
All right, well, now,
yeah, you couldn't go wrong in that scene.
Right.
The excitement is really building here. Now, who is your number one choice?
May I guess?
Laura Hottie, number one. You guys could probably figure it out, but...
I think I'm going to guess it's got to be Jamie Lee Curtis.
You got it. You right. got it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
From, you know, Halloween. She was in the Halloween, the original movie, the scariest movie of all time, and some of the sequels. But the deal there is she did not get naked in Halloween, but a couple years later she was naked in Trading Places. And I remember being in the theater, and I had seen Halloween and then saw Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places and was just blown away, could not believe that she had breasts like that. Just was blew me away.
There is the famous scene with Dan Aykroyd in bed.
That's a classic right there.
Oh, yeah.
She is. And, wow.
Yeah, and I'd also recommend there's a movie called Love Letters that she did the next year, which is a total chick flick, but... what I like about it is, as good as the nudity is in Trading Places, and we know it's great, she did better nudity, if you could believe that, better nudity in Love Letters, which she's naked seven times in Love Letters, only twice in Trading Places.
Here is your visual aid on that one, Mike.
Yeah, she's a naughty girl.
Mr. Skin, do you have any shots of her penis?
No.
No. That's your top 10
horror hotties.
Horror hotties for Mr. Skin. Fantastic. The originator of the greatest website ever. Again, it's www.mrskin.com. You're absolutely out of your mind if you don't go to that site. The best site ever.
Yeah.
And you're great as always. We'll see you next week, Jim.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Man, the skinologists were working overtime to produce that list.
World famous, Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
I really do take his advice to heart. I write down something every week.
Well, you wouldn't know about Elizabeth Hurley at all unless he came on the show. It's incredible.
Wow. And now I'll go see that dumb Sean Penn movie just to see Elizabeth Hurley's boobs.
It's incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
I had a complaint about Mr. Skin. Now, I love Mr. Skin. I listen every week. I do what you do. I write ones down. But he recommended a movie last week, a Mexican movie. I think it was called, like, Umama Sutambian.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about, right?
Well, the movie, 90% of the nudity in the film was guys.
But again, though, but did he point out the scene with the great female nudity?
Well, he did, but there's a catch there, too. At the end of the film, he pointed out a scene where the Spanish lady is going south with the two young men that she's been diddling with.
I think we saw that. We saw that that frame on our screen last week.
Right.
Yeah.
But what he didn't tell us is that they turn on each other in that scene.
Listen, you're looking a gift horse in the mouth, sir.
Yeah.
How dare you nitpick Mr. Skin? I hope you have a very unhappy Halloween. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're grabbing at hairs. Yeah.
I hope there's a razor in your apple tonight.
Gross.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
I just wanted to call. I was disappointed Mr. Skin left out a good one from a brand new release, Resident Evil, Mila Jovovich.
Well, you know,
they seem to be turning on Mr. Skin. What is wrong with the world?
It's subjective. That was Mr. Skin's top 10 hotties.
Right.
That is true. That is absolutely true. I thought maybe she would get a honorable mention.
Okay. Thank you.
He's mentioned that movie before.
Bye-bye. If everybody would just please back off Mr. Skin. He's the greatest.
Come on.
I mean, he's the skinologist.
Where was Jeff Goldblum in The Fly?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Side note on that little thing with Mr. Skin on Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Although she's not naked in the movie True Lies, she does a dance job for Arnold Schwarzenegger in the hotel room.
Yeah, in her underwear.
Right.
And it's the hottest looking, just
blows your mind.
See, now here's a Mr. Fan, Mr. Skin fan.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You know, we like the
you can't argue with Trading Places, though, when you're talking about Jamie Lee Curtis.
Great knockers. The scene where she's looking at herself in the mirror.
Yeah, just standing next to fat old Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, all smelly in bed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what about the girl from the Tony Danza show, Embrace of the Vampire?
Alyssa Milano?
Milano?
Yeah. Yeah, she's naked for 20 minutes.
Well, now, Mr. Skin has done many, many lectures on Alyssa Milano. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Skin is an Alyssa Milano fan.
Yeah, she didn't make his top 10. Maybe she's not done a horror movie.
And he wasn't listing horror movies today. He was listing stars from horror movies.
Yeah, stars from and Elvira.
Right,
you know,
right. That, just remember, the Elvira picture, 30 years old.
You know, I found it disappointing. Mr. Skin seemed to think that Elvira had decent-looking boobs.
I've never, even with the cleavage, there's something about Elvira that's always been, we'd have to call Joe.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, John and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Robert Andrew Millman.
Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, Robert.
I've always had a question. There's a lacking of color in his, in his ratings. There's some sisters out there that have given a lot of nice boob shots, and I never heard him say one latest.
Hasn't Pam Grier been in some of those?
Pam Grier?
Yeah.
Tell him next time, ask him about Nina Long has done some great
Robert, what's
shots.
Wrong with Pam Grier?
Mia Long.
She looks like a...
All right, Robert. Love you, Robert. You know, you're always searching for racism, and God
bless you. Hey, I got another thing to say right quick. Check this out.
Yeah.
How come the appearance with Lisa and Robbie tonight?
Yes.
The commercial advertises every white college in the area except Howard University and UDC. What's up with that?
What are you talking about, Robert?
Robert,
they're going to be at a club tonight, and they advertise every Georgetown, AU, but they omit Howard University and UDC.
Robert,
what's up with that?
You know what? You really
is there whites only? Let me know.
You are trying. You know, you're trying to find racism,
right?
I'm not saying racism. I'm asking a question, Don.
I will tell
just
you.
Asking a question.
I think Don. I really
talked to Lisa about this last week.
I think
said
Rob,
it wasn't her.
Rob ought to answer this question.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah.
Rob, why don't you talk to Robert?
Would you
this is how we bring people together, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Whites only, Robert. That's my policy.
I've got the card right here. Hi, Lily.
Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that I went to MrSkin.com and did search on a couple of African-American actresses, and there are pictures of them up there, Robert. I don't know if that is okay with you.
She got some nice tees, man.
I bet he's got...
And he never talks about it. He's just like Charlie Spafford. You have to come in there and straighten him out, too?
I bet he's got tons of African-American actresses
he
on
does,
his website.
But see, like Rob, he, too... is racist.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Join Rob.
Racism? Did I say racism? Don't jump down my throat, Lisa. I already talked to you about your appearance tonight.
What is the problem with the appearance tonight?
The advertiser says,
I totally understand,
21
Robert.
Come all. UDC, American U,
right.
Georgetown,
mm-hmm.
All the white colleges.
All right, but
all the white colleges, the rights
only. The biggest omission is Howard University.
Robert, is it or is it not a fact that the place that Rob and Lisa are going to be at, Club Zanzibar on Water Street in Southwest, that's predominantly a black neighborhood?
I'm not talking about the neighborhood. I'm talking about the advertiser. Why do they over
there? Is there anything? No UDC either?
Perhaps they're trying to pull in some of the people who would not normally go down to Water Street. On a Thursday night.
I thought they were tied into Strike Bethesda up there.
Hold on, here we go.
White only association.
Robert, still mad. Robert, our listeners want to talk to you.
It made him take off his gold.
Bernard.
Here we go.
Yeah. Man, Rob, you are crazy. Well, Pam Grier is like one of the greatest women known to man. I didn't say she wasn't great, but she's not the prettiest looking woman in the world.
No, she's not the prettiest woman in the world.
I don't like her. She needs to be old. Come on now. Well, you know, I'm talking about some of the young girls, like
I'm a dead
Nina Long.
I do Pam Grier before Nia Long.
Huh? I do Pam Grier before Nia Long. Are you crazy?
As would I, my friend.
Yeah, me too.
Are you crazy? She's like, Nia Long don't know no better, Mike.
I don't know any better.
Here's someone else for you, Robert. Here is Mike. Mike, you're on with Robert.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Robert, the reason why they don't mention Howard University is because
if they were to mention Howard University, no one else would go except for the people from Howard University.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben, for being honest, sir. I appreciate that.
I don't follow
I appreciate
the,
honesty.
Don't follow
I'm not
the logic.
Be correct. If you don't want black people to show up, don't mention the cop. That's my point. He just made my point.
Hello, Lark. Lark, you're on with Robert.
And they represent the
please, please put an end to this guy.
I think he makes a lot of sense.
Sacramento.
I think
this
he makes...
guy is just horrible.
I couldn't disagree with you more. He makes a lot of sense.
You can go to hell, sir.
All I know is he's a lightning
rod. Sacramento sucks.
I don't know why.
Hey, Robert.
I don't know why.
I'm doing the dance right now in my car, bitch. I'm doing the dance right now in my
he
car.
He is a lightning rod on this show.
I don't know
have
why.
Him on.
Why
I've got more of him than you do, Robert.
You can go to hell, bitch. Go to hell.
Come on out to Sacramento, bitch.
Right, I'm from LA, punk. I come to Sacramento and kick your ass.
All right, here is Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on with Robert.
Yeah. If you're such a big advocate for black actresses, can you please just get Nia Long's name right? It's not Nina. It's Nia.
It's Nina. N-I-A-L-O-N-G.
It's Nia. You said Nina. Can you spell or can you not speak? What's going on?
You know what? I'm not going to get into you because you're one of them women that diss brothers because you work around white people. I can see it in your voice.
I don't diss brothers. Excuse me. I work in a black Catholic school in Washington, D.C.
Everything is racism with Robert. Everything.
Everything's
right.
What school did you go to?
Listen to this.
I went to Catholic school my entire life, bitch. And I went to college. And I went to school hard
knocks. You went to Catholic school.
Go to hell.
I just want to say Robert is one of the few people that speaks honestly about the issue of race in this country.
We got our first apartment in Chicago. I put my ear up against the wall. We live down off Oak Street.
Hang up on this whore. Hang up on this whore. She's giving me syphilis over the phone.
Oh.
Honey, well, you can't say you can say take your D out of your mouth.
My apologies. Take your D out of your mouth and you won't have to pick
my D and your A.
There you go.
P and your I and in your ear.
See,
you
win.
One time.
You win, you illiterate fag. Please.
Well,
I tell you, non-spelling,
non-educated.
Happy Halloween.
Wrong advocate for anybody. Who are you speaking
you
up for but yourself?
Take your dry ass and go get a douche somewhere. Go to a car wash upside down.
A douche? You need a douche for your mouth,
you need
ignorant a ignorant
a-hole?
What's
the cowboy about your ass, bitch?
You know you
can't. Cowboy about your ass.
You spell a word you can't pronounce it?
Couldn't.
And you were raised in a Catholic school? You are not an advocate for Catholic education.
Does anybody else smell sitcom on UPM?
I am.
I got a lawsuit.
You got a lawsuit?
Yeah, they tried to get a pedophile, bunch of fags. And you probably kiss up to the white man.
Oh,
kiss up to the white man. I see your
ass. Once again, I work in a black Catholic school. There you go. There you go.
I want to say good morning.
There you go.
Turn her nose up because she doesn't want to acknowledge that she's she got a problem with the mailman. I see your ass every day. Every mailman need to call up and say the same thing. The same bitches in the D.C. area got their nose turned up at the ordinary black man just to impress the white man.
All right. Smile, all right.
Go back to the bank.
There's love here.
You ain't got nothing for me.
All right, let's go to what?
Goddamn pure, illiterate baby having bitch.
Clem.
I don't want your ass, mother.
Clem. Clem.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. All white people are really against you.
I didn't say that. I just had a question about... I listen to the show every day. I'm a fan. I'm part of the show. I question Zanzibar
everything,
dividing every college around the area except Howard University.
He questions everything.
Don't get him too mad. He'll tell you
that's
to go to the car wash upside down.
I have a problem with white people. I have a problem with white individuals that show me their ass, and I definitely have a problem with black individuals.
Although here is Lisa. Lisa.
But it's not Zanzibar. It's people that throw these parties, these promotion companies. It has nothing to do with the club Zanzibar.
I'll talk to you.
What's
you
that?
Said, you try to steal me every which way, and we are friends. You know me. You talk.
We are friends.
Every day.
And
but I know Rob A has something to do with this.
Yes, he did.
I know Rob A.
Finally,
DC and how you and Hampton and whatever black school in the area was omitted from this commercial.
All right, hold on. Here comes here comes what's this guy's name again?
Jack.
Haji.
Hey, what's up, man?
That's our nickname for him. Is Haji.
Hi, Robert. We got two tickets right here for you. Courtesy of Zanzibar and Four Wise Men Promotions.
Excuse me, sir. I'm too old to be participate, and I work tonight. Okay, I hope I don't have to work.
Thanks anyway, Haji.
You wouldn't believe where I am. I can't even mention it on the air, but I have to work tonight, sir.
Here
I just had a problem with the commercial.
Here is Paul. Paul, you're on with Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
You bitch. You hoe. You're a bitch. F you too. You love me.
Okay, here is Derek. Derek, you're on with Robert.
Not productive.
I like that guy.
Derek?
Eric?
Derek. Are you there, Derek?
Eric?
Oh, Eric. Excuse me, Eric.
Hi. I just want to let Robert know that Marymount University was not mentioned either.
Marymount
George
University.
Mason.
Marymount
I don't
University.
Think George Mason was either.
No.
Well,
George
Marymount. Marymount I must be a predominantly black now or something.
Virginia Commonwealth wasn't
probably
mentioned.
Probably did a survey or something. I'm telling you, Robert.
James Madison wasn't mentioned.
No, but I don't want to hear. I heard last week that he was offended that he got a Nazi stamp. I've given him at least a half a dozen Nazi books. Maybe he hasn't returned.
Was Catholic University mentioned?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know, but I went to American, and I went to school with a lot of black people.
Robert, would you like your book
back?
Not
in 1981.
You were supposed to read them and return them. I guess you gave them to your son.
Well, you know what? Things at my house have been a little crazy over the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. If you'd like me to bring them back, I'd be delighted. I'm sorry, were you talking?
Covers and stuff?
Al.
Yeah.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for... You know, 5-6 years now, and every time this guy comes on, it just makes me want to turn the station.
You know, every time
turn the country,
it's a moment of clarity.
Price swap insurance. Turn it to gospel.
Yeah.
They take your money and they rip you off.
Robert,
I'm going to have to end this where you began it. We have gone to MrSkin.com, and he has a movie Bucktown. With the lovely Pam Grier.
Oh, yeah.
Pam Grier, Nina Long.
There's more than one.
And I'm telling you, Pam Grier is a piece of ass.
Robert, go to that website and you tell me if you do not think that
Pam
Grier is
hot. Do you have an email machine?
Get myself. I will take care of this, just like I will call Zanzibar tonight.
Bucktown, 1975.
All right, Robert, listen, I agree.
I will be out in front of Zanzibar with
Jacob.
A sign.
Jacob.
Are you there? Robert. Yes, sir. Shut up and just deliver my mail, all right?
Oh, why don't you just call me a boy while you had a bitch?
See, everything.
Put a boy in there.
And he's right. He's absolutely right.
Hello, Jeffrey.
On a mic.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that Gallaudet wasn't mentioned on the radio ad either.
Oh, the Deaf College.
Right.
Hey, thank you.
I hear that.
I get you.
Who knows? It might be in the newsletter.
And, Rob, I am looking right now at Nia, Nia Long, who is on... MrSkin.com.
Mm-hmm.
How about we go to the movie Love Jones?
All right, go to the movie Who Can Play This Game. Go to some black people. I'm getting tired of this.
What do you mean? I'm looking at, I've just mentioned two stunning black actresses, and I've looked at
Pam Grier's not stunning, Don.
Oh, my God. Robert, you are wrong.
All right.
Robert, you are wrong. You are wrong, wrong, wrong. Pam Grier is stunning.
In your position... A piece of chicken is cute.
You know what? I would tell you right now.
That thing is a little tempted.
Hey, Robert, Pam Grier is absolutely beautiful. And can I tell you, Robert, one other thing?
Yeah.
I totally understand, and I think you're absolutely right.
Hey, man, I got laid after we left West. I just want to let you know that.
Well, you know what?
And I'm going to tell you something else.
Now, Robert, you can't say that. You can say
I'm sorry.
I got a problem here. I think Robert doesn't believe me when I say that I feel his pain and I understand exactly.
I'm not pain. I'm just talking to you guys.
Robert, also on MrSkin.com, the lovely Halle Berry.
Yeah. Robert.
That's too... She's
too white.
That's what she's too white.
Is that what you're going to say, Robert?
You're going to say she's too white?
She's too white. Is that what you're going to say?
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, you
Robert,
would.
I want to tell you something right now.
How you doing?
You are ruining my Halloween show. Goodbye.
Oh, come on.
Goodbye. Man, I love it when he calls.
God, yeah, he makes a lot of sense, though. I wish you'd all understand him a little more.
You can't.
Like,
you can't. Let's get back to the fun that is Halloween. Yeah.
And incidentally, I should point out to everybody that comedy made was a personal attack on me, and I still agree with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the thing about chicken?
That even a piece of chicken looks good to me. Robert, thank you.
Let's bring in Joe Ardinger before we go to break and get a look at Joe in his bunny costume today. And we're going to send Joe out trick-or-treating for beer. And there's Vanessa Williams on MrSkin.com.
Yeah.
Now I know Robert would say about her, too. She's too white.
You know, Pam Grier, the best.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
Man, do I love that. And she's doable in Jackie Brown.
Absolutely.
Here is Joe Ardinger. Slow Joe, everybody.
Hello.
Joe, how about that catchphrase, Sweep of the Nation?
Stinky Pooh!
There he is. But Joe is wearing a life-size, man-sized bunny costume.
White rabbit.
And he has the ears, the floppy ears, and he has his cool sunglasses.
My Venice Beach. Now, you're going to go to individual houses, and what is going to be your line, Joe?
Well, I was going to ask you guys about that.
How about what you did last year?
Well, that was a year ago.
Do you remember it?
Of course not. Yeah, I could find my keys today.
I think something like trick or beer.
Trick or treat, do you have any beer?
Or
trick, yeah, trick or treat, you got any beer?
Trick or treat, you got any beer?
Very good. I like 1,000.
Trick or treat, may I have a beer, please?
Yeah, trick or treat. Wasn't it trick or treat from the Don and Mike show?
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike show. Beer, please.
There you go.
Yeah.
There, that's the. That's
you
it.
Say it like, beer, please.
Can you say please?
Please.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike show. Beer, please.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike show. Beer, please.
That's it. Get out of here. Go call us.
Well, much like a young kid has just gotten into his costume, I have to go to the bathroom first.
Okay, right. Go make water.
I've been waiting for an hour.
All right, well, go. Go, move.
Move.
And hop for us.
There goes Joe.
Hop for us.
He didn't remember what he said last year.
Wow, there's more Pam Grier on MrSkin.com.
There's tons of Pam.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Baby.
And she's still hot. Yes.
Rear.
Brown sugar.
Jesus. Rear.
Wow.
The Rear.
Baby got back, as the brothers say.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Skin. Thank you, Robert. Oh, Robert. Jesus.
Hey, go easy, guys. Go easy.
We'll be right back with Joe and more Trick or Tom coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, man, this is my favorite right here. The Dead Man's Party.
Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah, kids.
Whatever they say, it got to be funky. The Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
Listen, I've got an idea for Joe as he's out trick-or-treating for beer.
Yeah?
I think he should have to chug it.
Chug it, well...
I think he should have to crack the beer open, chug it, so he comes back really drunk.
But he's already high, honey.
I know, but anything has to help make him a little cooler.
No, I don't think there's any amount of weed or booze in the world that can make Joe any cooler.
And he's driving, and we don't want to encourage him to do that.
Than he already is. And he's got my cell phone.
Ah, well.
So I'm very, very nervous.
He chugs a beer, he'll drop Don's cell phone, and it'll smash.
About Joe with my phone.
And I didn't give Joe my cell phone, so if it smashes and it breaks, you'll blame me.
Of course not.
So it's not going to happen. He's not going to chug a beer.
You've got yours. Right there, and everybody. I'm sitting here in a room with people, and everybody. All of a sudden, they go, "We need a cell phone for Joe. My battery's low.
This is Ward Cleaver,
and Mike's battery is very low.
I swear to God, the only reason I didn't give him the cell phone because I really thought when my cell phone gets to that little battery reading right there,
yeah.
That means it doesn't mean I've got half battery life. It means that I've got no battery.
Mine's fully charged. No one ever calls me, so no problem. Except for Rob.
Yes, hello, friend.
Frida sometimes goes over the phone bills. She'll say to me. Oh, just curious. She's not for anything. But you talk to Rob like 4 or 5 times in the morning.
Yeah. Right.
Why do you feel the need to call him 3 or 4 times on your way to work? And I said, what do you mean? And she we're going through this thing and it says, you know, right here, 147, call to Rob A.
Right.
149, right. Call to Rob A. 153,
right.
Call from Rob A.
Right.
155, call from Rob A.
What she doesn't understand is even though we're together at work, we never speak in the office.
That Rob's number is the number one number on my cell phone.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it always is.
That's the way it's always been.
It always is. just like today. I had to call him early this morning. He was the first person I called about Steve Johnson and the
Steven
Post.
Steven Johnson.
The first call. Hey, listen, thank you for calling.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh, and I see on the screen, no wonder you want him to just drink the beer. You are calling from New Orleans.
That's right.
Right? And people just get drunk there all the time.
That's right. You never
we're already prepping up.
In New Orleans, you never just have a beer in your hand. You always just chug it immediately, right?
No, you can walk out on the street. You can even have it in your car with you.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember how great that was when we were down there for a Super Bowl one time, and you can just walk down the street, and there are guys that have the big, gigantic trays of Bloody Marys on the street.
Yeah. Unbelievable city.
Great.
The whole town is like that little strip on Ivor City that Wendell likes so much.
Except in the morning, New Orleans always smells like vomit and pee.
It does.
Only
it has
on
that.
Bourbon Street.
Yeah, Bourbon Street, like in summertime or, you know, when it's really hot, it's nasty.
Well, thanks for the call.
All right, guys.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You want Tom?
Yeah, please bring him in. Wheel him in. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you too. I just called to say I love your show, and I listen all the time, and I just got out of a really intense therapy session, and I feel awesome.
Great. What was the therapy about?
Just childhood stuff, you know.
Like what?
A little anger management?
Yeah, you know.
I started
Alexa a while ago. Mm.
Ah, well, we've had nothing but positive results with that on this show.
Absolutely,
yeah. And, you know, I was on Prozac for a while, and it was affecting my sex drive. I just relate to Mike, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I can totally relate to you, baby. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, those little pills they give you, you know, give it some long, long thought.
And here's a man who's also currently in therapy.
Absolutely, and the therapy is working great. Because
Tom?
Fantastic.
Tom Gavin? Tom, how is your anger management going?
Tom? It's good, man.
It's going good?
Yeah.
Well, what's the last thing you learned in anger management?
Don't hit people.
Yeah. And when was like, yeah, you haven't hit somebody in a long time, right, Tom?
No.
That's good.
No, it's on this lady who's on the telephone. She's in therapy, too.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
Why don't you talk nice and sexy to her, Tom?
Hey, what's up there, baby?
Uh-oh, I'm feeling pretty good tonight, so.
Hey, can I come over?
What would you like to do, Tom?
Have sex with her.
Oh, no. Go away, man.
Oh, she's a lesbian, Tom.
Oh.
Tom,
do you know what a lesbian is?
A lesbian is a guy.
Hey.
No, guess again.
Although I did just come from Home Depot, so.
A lesbian is a woman who likes other
ladies.
Yes. Way to go, Tom.
Correct.
Way to go, Tom. Good job. Good job.
That's right. Thank you for the call.
You the man.
All right, man.
I'm the man.
Right.
Later. Let's wheel in the next contestant for
it's
Trick
early.
Or Tom.
Yeah.
They're starting to pile up out in the lobby now. And here is our next contestant. We said you had to wear a costume.
I believe this is a Marge Simpson costume.
Oh, yeah. Step up to the microphone, please. Hi, what is your name?
Rachel,
where are you from?
Arlington.
And remember we said the costumes don't have to be fancy. It just has a giant blue Marge Simpson wig on.
And kind of a Marge Simpson frock that she's wearing,
it's
too.
It's not green, but it's nice.
It's very nice, absolutely.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. Sexier Ann Curry.
Yeah.
From the Today Show.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much.
Yeah. Think so.
Agreed.
And this is Tom Gavin in his Santa Claus.
Yeah, I met him earlier in the room.
And
Tom, do you think this girl is pretty?
Yes, she is.
What?
Yes, she is.
Yes, Tom, turn your skull off, okay?
Yes.
Would you like to have sex with her too, Tom?
Later.
Later. Right now he's busy, Don. He's on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Okay, now what you have to do, ma'am, is reach into Lisa's trick-or-treat pumpkin.
No, my trick-or-treat pumpkin.
Yeah, that's right, Don. It's right. Tom's
It's my box.
You better yell it from the top of the mountain, Tom.
Yes! And, ma'am, which one did you pull out?
Thanks,
what does it say?
Give Tom a bareback massage for 30 seconds.
Tom, we need you to take your shirt off.
I can do this. This is not that bad.
Not at all.
I know. Right. You know what? Comparatively speaking, with some of the stuff in there, you pulled out one of the easier stuff.
Absolutely.
I have Purell in my car. I'm going to wash the hands of him.
You know, Tom's having a little trouble getting out of his Santa suit there.
Who's going to help? Tom, you have to take your shirt off.
Here, I'll help you, Tom.
The t-shirt. The
it's
light
bare,
beer t-shirt.
Bare back. Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Jesus.
Oh,
right.
My.
Now take your sweater off.
Well, are you hairy, Tom?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Don, right. You want to hold this?
Exceptionally.
All right, ma'am. Robbie, I need the TikTok with 30 seconds, please.
The TikTok, 30 seconds, Robbie.
Don, you don't have a good angle for
it. Yeah,
Tom, is there any way you could just do a little spin around and show Don your back for a second?
Talk ready?
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to see.
Oh,
looks like Beatrice Arthur.
And he has concave areolas. They're nipples are concave.
Yes, Tom, your nipples go in, they don't go out.
Hey, strong man.
I'm a rocker. Ma'am, are you ready?
I'm a rocker, man.
You ready,
man?
Rocker.
And your 30 seconds starts now. Go.
Now, Tom, you have to describe how good this is. How is it?
Good.
And he ma'am, what does it feel like?
It's very hairy.
It's very
it's
hairy.
A monkey's back.
But you know, it appears.
Yes, it is.
It's a monkey's back.
It appears to be.
No, it's not. Thank you, Lisa.
It appears to be dry.
It's a little bit moist.
Oh, it is moist. Oh, okay.
It's the sweat.
Hands are feeling a little
very good.
A little bit wet.
Good.
There you go.
Ma'am, you want to get the lower back? Oh, it's too late.
That's the 30 seconds.
That's the 30 seconds, guys.
You, in fact, have given Tom a treat. Now it's time to see if you'll read your number to Lisa if you are a cash winner.
Number three.
No.
But at least you got a chance to meet Tom and rub his back.
Thanks for coming in. And that means the odds have just gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
That now you have a 2 in 29 chance of winning $500.
How was the back rub, Tom?
Good.
Do you think the contestant will wash her hands before she eats her candy?
I don't think so.
I'd like to.
Why?
Tom?
I have to give a plug out to everybody out there.
Yeah?
Yes, Tom.
Yesterday, I was on the air. Anybody out there on Sunday night can go to JV's at 6666 Arlington Boulevard Sunday night.
Yeah.
My buddy John Gouches is bartending.
Yes.
After the football game, if he's out there listening, give us a call, John, if you're out there listening.
All right, Tom, why don't you make your way back to the green room?
Go ahead, Tom.
You having a good time, buddy?
Yes, I am.
All right, outstanding. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff coming up for you, Tom.
Tom, you don't need to put your shirt back on. You can walk through the hallway shirtless.
Go ahead, go and say hi to the staff.
As a matter of fact, you know what I'd love?
What's that?
If Tom would leave his shirt off, and if you could possibly send a... I would like you to go down the hall... to Alan Lindwan's office.
All right.
And pass along a message from Mike and I to Alan. If you would ask if Alan has talked to our agent today.
Yeah, just say ask him if he's talked to our agent. Can you ask him that? All right, Tom?
So, Rob, wheel him down the hall, and I'll call Alan in about 30, 40 seconds here.
You might want to make it a full minute. And, Tom, you don't need to put your coat on.
No, just go down shirtless.
Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
And, again, we just want you to ask...
Just go down and ask if he's talked to our agent. Okay, Tom?
There he goes.
All right, very good.
A wet rug.
He's sending Tom.
This is wonderful. We're sending Tom down to our general managers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, happy Halloween.
Same to you, my friend.
I just want to tell you this quick little story. When I was about 10 or 11, we went trick-or-treating. There was about eight of my friends, nine. We went to this older couple's house, and they gave us little tiny New Testament Bibles.
There you go.
That sucks.
Well, my place in hell is secure, I'm sure, because later that night we went and egged their house.
There you go. That's a ticket straight to hell, sir.
Well, when you're in hell, come join Mike and I. We'll have two shows nightly.
Yep.
8:30 and 10:30.
Thank you.
And now let's call Big Al. And wait for our Halloween gift to arrive.
By this time, should be in there.
Alan,
Donna, Mike.
Has anybody paid you a visit yet?
Oh, no. God.
let's listen.
No, there's really nothing to listen to.
Is he there?
No, he's sitting down.
Now he's got something to say to you, Alan.
You ask him to give you the message and ask him to say it very loudly.
Okay. Could you please give me a message? Loudly.
What message?
Whatever message you're supposed to give me, just say it loud.
He'll forget it from the studio down. Is anybody reminding him?
Rob, would you ask Rob to whisper in his ear?
Have you talked to Don and Mike's agent yet?
Have I talked to Don and Mike's agent yet? That was the message?
That is the message, yes. Yes, Alan, that is.
And Alan, I will let you pass the message back to Tom, and he'll relay it to us.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. Okay. Just give it to him.
Goodbye.
Very good. So now we will be awaiting Tom making his way down the hallway, and he will be back with the message.
We are using Tom Gavin as the go-between party here.
Something we've done with every time, you know, our contract is at issue.
Brilliant. Major negotiation.
Absolutely.
That we're involved in.
Yes.
And
he's done a wonderful job.
Yes. You know, even though we, you know, we incidentally, up in the office, we're not doing this on the air, of course.
Right.
But we do have a countdown calendar in our office. We are counting the days.
We are indeed.
And I know that this is of interest to a lot of people who listen to us, and no one really knows exactly when our contract ends.
Hmm, right.
But I'll tell you this, that it's sooner than anybody thinks.
Absolutely.
Hmm. And you shouldn't go on any comments that I've made or Mike's made.
Right.
When we went back to Afternoon Drive saying that we had signed a new 1 year deal with the devil.
Amen.
Because that 1 year could have started in theory 6 months earlier.
So it'll be very interesting to see the message that Tom has for
you. Know, I mean, basically what I'm saying is we are currently in negotiation. And now here, passing along the other side of the message.
Hi, Tom.
Tom.
How you doing, Tom?
Tom, what did Alan say? Tom, shirtless Tom. This is really going to help our negotiation.
Oh, yeah.
It was a three-tiered message, and I'm curious to see how many of the tiers Tom passes along.
All right, go ahead, Tom. What did Alan pass?
Alan said he will call him on the way home.
One tier.
That's one tier. Okay, the second part.
Do you remember the other parts, Tom?
What is it?
Do you remember? Try hard. Think. Remember?
He's going to call our agent on the way home.
Why would he call his agent? Because maybe the agent already called and left him a...
The agent left him a message?
Right. Tier two.
All right. Now we have a third tier.
Now, this is the trickiest part, Tom. Even if it's after 5 o'clock, why is it okay if he calls him later?
It's the time change.
Yeah.
Time difference.
Time difference.
Right, in Chicago.
In Chicago. Very good, Tom. Right.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom, thanks for your help.
Thanks for helping
you
out.
You can put your shirt on now when you go back to the green room.
Is any more contestants out there?
Yeah, there's more out there.
Yes, there are.
We'll bring in
lots of good treats for you today, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Tom, would you rather that we sign a contract and stay here or go to another radio station?
Stay here.
You'd rather have a stay here.
He didn't have to waste any time on that one.
Would you rather that we went to a station like DC 101?
Yeah, because I hate DC 101 because Elliot's there.
All right, well, but we've worked with plenty of people that I'm sure you don't like.
Like who?
I don't know. Who else don't you like? Do you like Howard?
No.
See? We work with Howard, and you don't like Howard.
I like you all better than Howard. Because
and we like you, Tom.
Hey, look at this right here, buddy.
What, buddy?
He's got the beard.
I got the same thing you got.
He's got the goatee.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing you've got, John.
Tom, there you go. See, I got hair on the side, though. I've got an actual beard there. See?
Hey, but I don't, Tom. Look. See, it's just like yours.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
My man. You let him touch you.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
All the time.
He is my buddy. He is. Yeah, and I like it when he claps his hands like that. Yeah. You are my man, Tom.
But, Tom, you think we should stay
at WJFK because I can come in and do all my bits and stuff.
But there you go.
But you could come in at whatever radio station we worked at.
Yeah.
Tom, do you think we should work at WMAL?
No.
Why?
Because that's a talk station.
So is this one, though.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
WMAL might be better than this one because it's on on Jennifer Street in Washington, D.C.
He knows where all the radio stations are.
That's right, Tom.
Thank you for helping us with our negotiation.
And Tom, as wacky as it sounds, what would you think if Mike and I were to work at the country station, WMZQ?
Because they are Clear Channel.
You know what? He knows his radio.
Yes,
he knows his radio.
I think we may be talking to our next agent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right here.
Tom always helps us with our... Tom, you are very helpful with our negotiations.
Tom, how do you spell agent?
A-C-T, period.
Act.
Perfect. Right.
Our act in Chicago.
How do you spell contract?
C-O-N-T. Yeah? C-O-N-T. T-A-R-E-Y.
Tom Terry.
How do you spell term?
Term?
Term.
T-A-R-A-M.
Taram.
Beautiful. All right, thanks, Tom. Going back to the green room.
More treats coming up for you, Tom.
More treats?
Get a beverage. We'll bring you back in just a second.
Tom. Mike, can I get some, do you have any more water I can have?
Yeah, here, take my bottle. There you go. That's my other bottle.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, buddy. No problem.
Thanks, Tom. See you in a little while, Tom.
Anybody out there listening?
Yep.
Go to TomGavin.com.
TomGavin.com.
Right.
And also, Dennis Murphy, you suck.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
There he goes. He's taking advantage of his time.
There he is. Tom.
You can leave your skull in here, Tom.
Now, coming up in the next break, let me check in with our man, Joe.
He should be out at his location.
Now, I don't want him to start yet, but we'll find out if Joe is ready.
Or soon he is going to be trick-or-treating for beer.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if he picks up my cell phone. I've got the ring set on high just for Joe.
Okay.
There he is. Joe, is stinky. I thought your catchphrase is stinky poon.
Stinky poon. I like it.
Are you in a residential area?
I am. There's lots of cars and looks like people are home.
All right, great. Well, then,
can you hear me okay? I'm using the headset.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, we're going to go to break. I'll call you back as soon as we get out of the break and you can start. Do you have your little wagon?
Yep.
All right, and again, when you knock on the door, you're going to say...
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. I'm Joe. I forgot.
All right, it's Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Beer, please. Okay, gotcha. All right.
And if they, you know, they don't get that... With your incredible rapier delivery.
Then you can say, you know, may I have a beer, please?
It was actually Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show.
Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
All right, now, if you say it like that, you're probably going to be, get somebody running you over with their car.
Use your regular voice.
I'm wearing a bunny suit.
I know, but just use your regular Joe voice.
Gotcha.
All right, call you back soon.
Just more that's difficult more. Communicating with Tom or Joe.
I don't know. Or Alan. we will continue the show of 1,000 horrors when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost? If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Ooh. Because of my...
Yeah. Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Scared kids.
Stop scared. The things you do. Scared kids.
What's up?
I'm
I love Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the station I normally listen to is often fuzzy, but today it's a remarkably clear channel.
You know, I didn't listen to this caller because I am enjoying this song right
He's
now.
He's trying to make a contract.
A contract joke.
I got you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know, put me down.
Hello?
I have ADD, which that song is on.
Really?
I do. Oh,
you.
Bad ADD.
So bad.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, what happened to Mr. 40 and Grady Smokes?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard from them.
Sound like you got him on LoJack, man.
Yeah, a long time. Okay.
All right, see you later.
Halloween.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hi, happy Halloween.
Man, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I got the fun-size candy.
You're a bastard, sir.
Hey.
Are you giving away fun-size candy?
Well, I got about 10 different styles, so I'm going to give about 3 or 4 pieces.
No, you know what? You're cheap. You're a cheap bastard.
The thing I really feel the most worth about is I got these packets of M&M. I felt there's only like 8 M&M's in each.
No, there's less than 8 in those little packets. You look, you got 5 in there. Yeah, bastard. You should just give out $10 bills to the kid.
No, now that you just have a fun size, go into the house and make some grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. awful. You're
cut
awful.
Them in little triangles and give them to the kids.
My God. Get off the phone. Don't even call you giving away fun size.
Can he redeem himself by giving out fistfuls of this stuff?
No, Buzz. No, it doesn't.
Now, are you giving out fistfuls?
No, I'm not giving out anything. By the time I get home, the kids will be gone.
Now, anyway. That's like,
and that's the way you like it, isn't it?
It's just like if somebody owes you a dollar.
And no costumes and strollers. No.
If somebody owes you a dollar.
Right.
You want a dollar.
Yeah.
You don't want 100 pennies.
No, you don't. No.
You know, and right. if you
yeah.
and
good
if
point.
You want a candy bar, if you're trick-or-treating, you want a candy bar.
And Don, what you're doing is
you don't want fun size.
You're putting money in the candy company's pocket.
Amen.
Because really, the value is with the full size.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's right.
Hello?
And go to the Price Club. You know, go to the place where you can get the large candy in bulk.
You are on the air.
Helen Keller had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G.
All right, let's go to Joe Artinger, who is out trick-or-treating for beer. Cool, Joe.
Yeah, Joe hasn't hit his first house yet, so we're going to see exactly what's going to happen with Joe.
You've tuned in at an advantageous time, and you're just getting in your car and listening. Happy Halloween.
Joe will say, trick-or-treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
And we also have Tom the Monster and more people for Trick or Tom.
Right. I saw like a devil or a kitty cat walking down the hallway.
Yeah, there's a couple more people still waiting to come in and perform stunts.
Good.
As we wait for Joe to pick up my cell phone.
Thank you, Pete.
Hi, Joe. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, go on up to the first house. Joe is in a residential area wearing a full-size bunny suit, just like the one that Ralphie had to wear in the movie A Christmas Story.
You know the drill, right, Joe?
Yeah.
All right,
here we go.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
No, it's Trick or Treat.
Oh, right.
Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show.
And, Joe, wait till we're done talking before you walk up to are you at a door now?
I am right across the street.
All right, go on up to the door right now. In a residential neighborhood, he's wearing a giant pink bunny suit with sunglasses.
Sunglasses at night.
It's cool.
This is a great house.
And he's pulling that sound you hear behind him is his little wagon.
It's his beer cooler.
His beer cooler on wheels. That.
All right, this is a great house. It's got all kinds of decorations.
All right, let's listen to it.
Here we go. Joe, trick-or-treating for beer.
Ringing the doorbell.
Very good.
I don't hear it, though.
Let's listen.
Don't worry, Joe.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
See, now he's even going to finagle his way to get a beer.
Uh-huh. He had overwhelming success last year.
All right. Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Beer, please.
Oh,
yeah, we can do that.
You got
there you
beer.
Go.
Yeah. Right
you get
there.
Back.
It remains. People give Joe beer.
Yeah.
And we have a lovely family here. Lovely nuclear family with 2.5.
What?
Lovely, I'll translate, Mike. Lovely nuclear family with 2.5.
Oh, I see.
And, Joe, are they getting you a beer?
Yeah, stand by.
Joe, you have an amazing winning streak on getting beer at the houses. I think it's truly amazing.
This is a great house. They have decorations all over the front lawn.
You said that already.
Oh, and there's other trick-or-treaters out here already.
Very good.
Just push them aside, Joe.
Joe, you stay away from them.
Right. Just push the children away.
You're a solo flyer. Do not hook up with any groups.
Have they got you your beverage yet?
Dad's in the basement. He's coming up.
Dad's in the basement. You know, isn't it great? Isn't this a great country? Everybody has beer.
Yeah. Last year, he ended up with like 7 or 8 beers.
And he had some wine, too. Somebody didn't have any beer, but they had fine wine.
Housewife.
And he got a bottle.
A housewife just gave him a bottle.
Here you go. Oh, no. All right, a natural light. Thank you for the Don and Mike Show.
There you go, Joe. Way to go.
All right, Joe, go on now. Hop down to the next house as fast as you can with your little wagon behind you.
And I knew we'd do well this year because everybody around here is in a good mood.
Yeah. And when people have beer, they like to share it.
Right.
Here's a house with a pumpkin in front. Not too many decorations, but...
All right. What I love is the sound of the wagon.
Yes.
Pulling his little cooler on wheels behind him.
This is so fantastic. Joe going house to house, trick-or-treating for beer. Where are you, Joe?
I'm at the door. I'm ringing the doorbell.
Very good.
Here we go.
I can't hear these doorbells. Okay.
Don't worry, Joe.
That's because they're inside, Joe.
And you can't hear the doorbell because you're wearing a bunny suit.
Right.
And covers your ears.
The doorbell's inside.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
you have any beer?
I have no.
Okay, that's great.
May I have a beer, please?
May I have a beer, please? Oh, look at that doggy. No, I've had plenty.
Joe, watch the ad-libbing. It scares people.
Well, it's just Joe's attention span. Oh, look at the dog.
Yeah, I mean, Joe cannot focus on one thing.
I love Joe. Yeah. I really do love him.
Full-grown man in a bunny suit isn't scary enough.
You know, I keep saying I'm going to fire him, but I just can't do it. Yeah. He'll be one of those guys I never fire.
Yeah. Every show needs a Joe.
Now I'm standing by. And
they're getting you beer?
That she might have one.
And someday soon he'll be a 40-year-old phone screener. Yeah. Now he's only 38.
And will we have a big party on that day?
Bet your ass. Joe, you have a lifetime contract for minimum wage, I promise.
Great. Oh, wine cooler. That'd be great.
Wine cooler's fine.
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
A wine cooler.
Spreading
wine, wine cooler.
That's the first wine cooler I think that he's got.
All right, go to another house, Joe. You're on a real hot streak now, Mr. Bunny.
Joe, it sounds like you're in a very friendly neighborhood.
Yes. Well, it's Fairfax City, Mike.
There you go.
There he goes, pulling his wagon behind him. Is it that same blue and white plastic deal you had last year?
Yeah, and this is the third house. I see the lady inside.
Third house
is cooler.
See a lady inside. So much better doing this in afternoons as opposed to middays.
And now, if you're keeping track, he has a wine cooler and a natural light. Are you at the house, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here we go. House number three.
Ding dong. So the name's
Trick or Treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please. A trick or treating for beer. Do you have any, please? Yes. See.
Well done, Joe.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
We had non-drinkers.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
What do they have?
Did she say?
Non-drinkers.
Oh, non-drinkers.
Have,
well,
have you have any cigarettes?
Do you have any cigarettes?
No, I don't smoke either.
Okay, well.
Nice selecting.
Do they have any rubbing alcohol?
Hi, how are you?
Non-drinkers. And non-smokers.
Ask if they have any rubbing alcohol or
Listerine.
Or porn.
Do you have any mouthwash?
Morning, I'll come to thank you. Please,
that
a TV set up.
It's not a TV set. Yes, I'm from outer space.
Oh, okay.
Also known as the Don and Mike Show.
Oh. Ask if you can have a slice of ham.
No.
Oh.
You get meat from Martians.
Ask them if they have any lunch meats.
Do you have any lunch meat? Ham or cheese?
Safeway has. I have
any.
Velveeta?
Yes. Tell me to take a piece of cheese.
I get your Safeway card. What's the Safeway?
Well, listen to this.
Yeah.
He's great, great stuff. Then you can hear the rocket.
What the hell is he talking about?
Joe?
Thank you.
Is that man elderly?
He was, they didn't get it.
All right, get it. All right, well, you know, it sounds like they're non-drinkers, though, so I really don't count that as a dead end.
That's all right,
they didn't have any beer in the house.
Go to the next house, Joe.
All right. People coming out from work now.
Yeah.
You know, he could have given you a piece of cheese.
And remember, Joe is wearing a full-size pink bunny suit.
That's right.
With sunglasses, pulling a cooler on wheels.
And, as you can tell, at most houses...
You got a nice young family.
People love Joe.
Yeah, well, everybody loves Joe anyway.
Right.
But who doesn't love Joe in a bunny suit?
Everybody's just standing looking at me.
Of course. You're a giant bunny.
With sunglasses on.
And beers.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please. Yes. Do you have any beer?
No.
No beer.
How about wine?
How about wine? Lunch meat? Cheese?
Cheese.
Yeah.
May I have a piece of cheese, please?
I'm there you right now. So are you.
May I have a piece of cheese, please?
May I have a piece of cheese, please? Perhaps one of the pre-wrapped singles? Wait, he's getting into some cheese. I'm sorry.
Make sure they don't have any beer, Joe.
And ask for cigarettes as well.
Do you have any cigarettes, too?
What did you get?
I got a wine cooler and a natural light. Down the street. Ah, pre-wrapped singles.
Ah, very good. A piece of cheese.
Thank you, young man. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
All right, go on to the next house, Joe. We'll do one more before the break.
Spreading goodwill. Absolutely.
You can also ask for painkillers at the next stop if they don't have beer.
Fantastic.
Right on.
Yeah, there you go. That got the response. Right on.
Yeah. Trick or treat, do you have any Tylenol?
Oh,
wait a minute. This house has one of those crummy baskets in front with the candy in it already.
All right, then just move past it, Joe. Move on to the next house. And for those who might be trick-or-treating, thinking about it now with the kids, how is the foot traffic?
It's coming along.
How's the weather, Joe?
Weather's great.
Very good.
Nice and brisk. Very brisk. Huh? Not as cold as it was yesterday. No rain.
Right, right. All right, here we go.
All right, here's Joe up at house number five.
It's kind of dark.
This is the fifth house.
Started off very strong. Got a natural light and a wine cooler.
Bit of a drought right now, but he did get a piece of cheese.
Pre-wrapped single.
A pre-wrapped single at the last house. If you're keeping total, it's a wine cooler, natural light.
American.
Cheese.
Pasta. Here we go.
All right.
Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please. Do you have any beer?
May I have a beer, please?
May I have a beer, please? Oh, you just shut the door in my face.
First rejection. First
weird
real rejection.
Wow, that's a shutout right there. All right, well.
That's the first real bad one.
I have to make a note to egg his house later. Do one more. Do one more before the break.
All right, hold on.
One more, Joe.
All right, I feel like you're going to get lucky this time. Joe?
Yeah?
Be a little friendlier.
Okay.
All right. A little more upbeat.
Use that winning smile.
Losing interest already.
Well, there's the also the fatigue factor that he's gone...
Taxing.
...gone to now, his sixth house.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just not fresh.
All right, but
easily distracted.
I got faith in my J-man, the J-team.
Here we go.
J-A.
My hands are getting cold.
It's that cold out, huh?
Hey, trick-or-treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Hey, guys, very energetic.
That was upbeat.
All right.
What do they say?
These people have another great. The people with the decorations out front are great. Oops, I just knocked one off.
So you went to another decorated house. What did you knock off?
What did you knock off, Joe?
A skull.
A what? A skull. That's my skull.
I'm so wasted. What are they doing, Joe?
He's getting a beer.
Fantastic.
He's getting a beer.
I had a hunch it would be good.
He's getting a beer. Yeah.
All he had to do is just pick up that energy level just a little bit.
Who can turn down Joe in a bunny suit?
The last house.
Yeah. This is another nice young family with the boys. One boy's dressed as a karate expert. The other one's a pumpkin.
Very nice.
Ah, two beers.
Two.
Wow, two. Wow, what'd you get, Joe?
Sam Adams.
Hey, there you go.
Sir? Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
Now that cooler's getting full.
Sam Adams, throw it back.
Throw it back.
Oh. Keep it the tasty brew. The tasty brew. Gee, I know we got a break. Do you think we can squeeze one more in? I just love this. I could listen to this all day. I really could.
This is fantastic. Where are you going, Joe?
I'm up at another door.
All right, here we go. This is absolutely the last one before the break. Everybody's hovering in here now.
Hovering.
Scared kids, Lisa and Rob, are hovering.
Scary.
Come on, Joe. Throw it back. My money says he's going to get another beer here.
Is anybody at the house?
That guy gave me two beers.
Yeah, I'm going to bet the next one's going to be an imported beer.
Very good. Mm. Hey, that's right. We can start betting on beer.
I'm thinking of Heineken's or a Beck's.
Hey, trick-or-treat from the Don and Mike Show. Beer, please.
Miller Lite.
Beer? Yeah. See?
May I have a beer, please?
May I have a beer, please?
Oh, my God.
How about wine?
They're debating whether they have beer. Yeah.
Tell them it doesn't have to be cold.
Doesn't have to be cold.
I think they're going to find one.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. That was Lisa's. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I think they found one for him.
All right.
What'd you get?
I'll trade you for a beer. You can have a Sam Adams.
He's giving him a Sam Adams for the wine. What kind of wine?
Merlot.
What kind of wine, Joe?
Nice Merlot?
Yeah.
Joe, why don't you ask if you can come in?
Can I come in?
That's a fish.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
You work
on a mic? Yes, I do. I'm working for him right now.
You know Cameron Gray?
I know Cameron.
Cameron Gray.
Great production.
Oh, he's your professor?
Yeah.
Oh. He's Cameron's student.
Now that I'm not on the street anymore, what do you say we pop one of these bathrooms open?
Here you go, Joe.
You're making friends.
You've enjoyed that. Yeah. You've enjoyed it. You deserve it, Joe. God. Kick back, pop one of those babies open, and come on back home.
Hold on. Let my buddy get his, and we'll have a little toast here.
Here comes Grant. Oh, Cameron. Here's Cameron. Cameron, you want to find out which one of your students it is? Here is Cameron Gray, the...
Hello, student.
Hey, Joe?
The professor.
Yeah.
Joe, what is the student's name? Because Cameron's in the studio right now.
Drew.
Is he in one of your classes, Cameron?
Yes, and he would obviously be a good guy to give Joe some beer. And he gets extra credit for this.
There you go. Oh, good. And, Joe, tell Drew that he's getting extra credit for doing this.
Hey, Drew, you're getting extra credit. Is that Cameron? Yeah, he's on the air.
Sweet.
All right, we're
toasting. Sweet. Righteous. Righteous, dude. Great. All right, Joe, come on back home. I count that a success.
Fantastic.
That would be total number of beers was...
We had one wine cooler, one Natural Light, two Sam Adams, and a bottle of Merlot.
Yeah. And a piece of cheese.
And a piece of Kraft Single.
Well done, Joe. Come on back home.
All right, guys.
All right, see you soon.
Over and out.
There you go. Bye-bye. Joe Artinger. Sweet doughy head of Joe.
Fantastic.
I know you're saying now, Don and Mike, wow, you've already packed so much excitement into this Halloween show.
Yeah. What can you do more for me?
Well, there are more people standing by for Trick or Tom.
And we really haven't even gotten into the really good Tom treats.
Nope, it just depends which treats people pull out of the plastic pumpkin.
Who's going to hold the tissue?
We'll wheel Tom back in here and have more Trick or Tom in just a second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker. Oof.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, get Tom back in here. Tom has to get out of here. We're going to have to wind up Trick or Tom.
Absolutely.
Who's calling on the inside line? Hello?
Hey, guys. They changed the code. I'm kind of stuck in the lobby.
Oh, yes. Were you glad that, they changed the security code?
Changed the code.
Oh, it's open. Oh, hold the door. Hold the door. Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye.
And why didn't they put a memo out about it?
Well, they changed the code because... they got rid of the junkies. The junkies quit.
Right.
So they changed the code like they do whenever a disc jockey leaves. Like the sports junkies are going to come back and steal anything.
This is the second time they changed the code and they haven't let anybody know. Not told us.
So there's a new code out there.
There's some.
Frankly, like, really, if the junkies wanted to steal anything, they need that code to get in here anyway.
Yeah, really. Please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike in Philadelphia. Hi, Mike.
Hi, I had a question for you guys. I was wondering what you think about the people that don't care about Halloween, that they just leave the candy out on the porch and let whoever wants to take it.
Well, you know, a lot of times that's people who can't be at home.
Right.
I prefer that, I guess, than people who don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, what about, like, the teenagers that go out and take all the candy or stuff?
Well, those are the ones that are the bad ones.
That's what's great about being a teenager. Thanks, Mike. Hold on, who we got here? Okay, now here's the deal.
This is my deal here, Wade.
On Trick or Tom, we have two new male contestants.
Right.
If neither of these guys happens to win the money,
right,
we will ask both of them if they would like to remain in a round-robin competition with the woman.
Very good.
And then they will continue to go through until one of them hits one of the $500 prizes.
I can't imagine why more people haven't come down to lick Tom's head.
Well, considering the fact that we thought we would get between zero and none and showing up,
exactly,
we've had a very good turnout.
Yeah, it's been a miraculous turnout.
And let's meet our next contestant, and he is dressed, I guess, as Elvis.
No, actually, Tyler Durden from Fight Club.
There you go.
Very nice.
I like that a lot. You got a little, you got any blood or black eyes or anything like that?
No, the best I could do was chap lips.
Very good.
And remember, the first rule about Fight Club is?
Do not talk about Fight Club.
Amen, brother.
Is that a real wart on your forehead or is that a fake wart?
No, actually, it's a birthmark I've had since I was born.
Fantastic. It looks like you can buy it at a store.
Good. I mean, that's good. When he described who he was, outstanding.
Excellent.
Remember last time you said something like that to somebody and he goes, yeah, I have a thyroid problem?
Yeah, I know. I tend to do that all the time. My apologies. I meant no offense whatsoever.
This is Tom Gavin. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Don.
I'm Don. Hi. And, sir, now, please, Fight Club, please pick one of the tricks
Boy, a trick with Sexy Tom.
For Tom, and perform it, and you may win $500.
Read it to us, please.
Floss Tom's bottom teeth.
Yeah. Now we've really
fantastic.
We've hit a winner here.
Yeah. Now be gentle with this.
Now, once again, you only have to do it for 30 seconds.
Very good.
Now, when I do it, what happens if a whole turkey falls out or something?
Don't worry.
Tom?
Yes?
Do you floss your teeth?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
What does it say? Floss Tom's bottom teeth.
Tom's teeth.
Tom, can you explain to us what flossing your teeth is?
Going in and out the teeth.
There you go, in between.
Very good. Mm-hmm. With a piece of string or rope?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. I would love to use a piece of rope.
Now, Lisa's getting out the little flossing device, so it's a shame you don't have, like, the real floss that you have to wrap around your fingers.
But still, he's got to have his hands close to Tom's mouth.
I was hoping I could just use a coat hanger.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Now, be gentle with
Tom.
Good
to go.
Tom, open wide.
Smile for me, big boy.
We need the mic right by Tom's mouth. Oh. And go ahead, 30 seconds. Floss Tom's bottom teeth.
He's diving in.
Are you going in there easily?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, lots of space between these teeth.
Now, are you pulling out any foodstuffs?
I thought I saw a big chunk of celery.
Wow.
Celery?
This might be a bonus, like smell Tom's breath as well.
Oh, there's something. It's a winner. It looks like some...
He really has pulled something out.
Yeah, it looks like some blood, maybe a little bit of pus.
He really has pulled something out of Tom's teeth.
Oh, my God. I'm getting that.
John's direction.
Stop. He just flicked it off. Okay, time's up.
All right. Do you want to smell the floss, sir?
No.
Yeah, I mean, for just a little extra credit for our listeners, you know.
Actually, if I use it, would there be a bonus?
No.
Don't do that. We're looking at Lawsuit City if you do that. Tell Lisa your number, and let's find out if you're a cash winner. What is your number?
It's the legal age number, 18.
Is 18 a cash winner?
Sorry.
Well, sorry, Candy.
Stay tuned, though. You will have a chance.
Sure.
If the next person doesn't win, to stay in the competition.
May I keep this piece of floss?
As a souvenir, you bet.
Yeah, you seem to really want to do that.
Look at this. Look at this guy. He's smoking one of my cigars.
Yeah, Tom's skull is now smoking a cigar.
And I think I got a cigar in here for Buzz.
Oh, good.
Hey, Buzz, you want your cigar?
Sure.
And let's bring our next contestant in. And you must be just dressed as what, a big, tall, white guy?
I'm your tallest fan. 6'7".
6'7".
Wow. Bring gifts.
And what's your name, my friend?
That's David.
David, you know I do love the
Diet Miller Coke.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Regular Diet Coke for me. Thank you.
All right, great. Dave, 6'7".
Yes, sir.
Say hi to Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Did you bring something for me, buddy?
You want a...
regular Coke.
Well, I don't have regular.
He doesn't drink caffeine.
No caffeine.
Yeah, no caffeine for Tom.
Me and Mike just drink water. That's right.
That's what Tom and I drink.
All right,
I'll
Dave.
Give you at the home.
Now, we've not had a $500 winner yet. Be nice, Dave.
Sure.
And pick out your trick, which will be a treat for Tom.
And read it to us, please.
And it says...
Wipe Tom's sweaty brow with your hand.
All right, very good.
All right,
good.
That means you have to wipe Tom's sweaty head
with
your hand for 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I am.
Kind of like a forehead massage.
And go.
It's glistening.
Tom, how does it feel, buddy?
Good.
Good.
But mine.
Hey, what do you like about it, Tom?
It feels good.
There you go.
Yucky.
That's your head. My hand.
Dave, how sweaty is...
No, I'm not.
How sweaty is Tom's head, Dave?
I've seen it worse. This is probably a, I don't know about scale.
You know, and what I'm noticing is Tom's got the Andy Rooney eyebrows happening, too, which is terrific.
Looks like Dr. Frank's eyebrow.
There you go. You managed to get through it. Let's see if you've won the money. What is your number?
Number 20.
No.
Sorry about that.
Now,
hey, thank you very much.
This brings up...
Enjoy your candy.
An interesting proposition.
Candy!
For the three people who remain...
We're bringing them all in now.
Would they like to continue until somebody wins $500?
Would you all like to continue until one of you wins $500?
Because now the odds are even better. Let's go back to Marge Simpson. You're next, honey.
All right, Marge.
Pull one out.
Very good.
You're going to be a winner.
And read it to us, please.
And what does it say?
Tom hug you for 30 seconds.
Let Tom hug you for 30 seconds.
All right, very good.
Now, Tom, how you going to like this? She's a nice, beautiful woman.
Me.
Mm-hmm. You want to take your shirt off?
No!
Take your shirt off for the hug.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Take a mummy and just...
And 30 seconds on the clock. Hug Tom.
Go.
Oh, me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. All right, here you go.
Tom, how you like that?
Good. Oh, yeah.
All right, this is a 30-second hug.
How does she smell, Tom?
Smell, Tom.
Yucky.
She smells yucky.
Tom, she doesn't smell yucky.
Smells beautiful.
That's you.
She smells beautiful.
Smell beautiful.
It's beautiful.
This is wonderful.
How does Tom smell, honey?
A little bit... filthy?
Oh,
I took a shower, two showers today.
There you go, two showers
that's
today.
30 seconds.
That's cool.
That's,
there it is.
I guess. There you go. She, like,
her dress came on.
She pulled back and she looked at her arm.
That was under his armpit. Her right arm, there.
As if some of Tom had wiped off on her.
Her glistening arms.
And your number was. Let's see if we have our winner here. If we do, the contest's over.
No.
23.
Oh. Darn it.
Yeah. All right, Fight Club, are you still in?
I am straight, brother.
All right, okay.
More tricks.
Pull one out.
Yeah, that's okay, Tom. That's all right. Just relax.
Yours says?
Hold a tissue while Tom blows his nose.
Oh, yeah. Right. You win the... That is the great prize.
This is one we really wanted to see.
Fantastic. And Tom, I think you're ready for this, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
All you have to do is let the Fight Club gentlemen hold the Kleenexes by your nose, and you blow your nose.
And, Tom, we really want you to give a good blow this time, okay?
All right, and there's, there's a Kleenex. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, can I have an open flame to put my hand over when I'm done?
And there is no time limit on this. Simply, it's Tom blowing his nose. Just go ahead, Tom.
Oh. Get it all out. Oh. Come on. Ow. Get that really big lung out. Come on, be a big boy.
There you go. Okay. Right, we don't want a nosebleed.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Very nice, Fight Club.
All right, good job.
Now let's find out what number do you have.
27 or 27?
27, still not.
Oh, but enjoy more candy.
Take more candy.
Now our tall drink of water. He's
6'7", Dave.
Read what you have to do with Tom.
What is it?
Give Tom a scalp massage for 30 seconds.
Oh, that was the same thing as wiping his brow.
Well, but no, now he has to actually...
That meant massage
the fingers.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
And... No.
This is a big guy with really big hands, too, so...
Now, Tom, how does that feel? Is that relaxing?
Yes, that's relaxing.
Right.
Oh, and how does Tom's head feel giving him a massage as opposed to wiping the sweat off his brow, Dave?
Well, he needs a shave. He's got a got a little stubble going on outside.
Be careful!
I've wiped off all the sweat from before.
Right. So this should be very relaxing.
I took a shower and I shaved my head this morning, and I did it this time.
That is your brain.
No, don't hit
something. No shaving.
Okay, there you go. 30 seconds is up.
You have to be careful with the don't go like through to the gray matter.
Dave, what is your number, sir?
21.
Is 21 a winner, Lisa?
No.
Oh
my God.
Candy!
You want my candy?
Candy! Yeah,
he's getting excited. All right, now back to Marge Simpson. Marge, which one did you pull?
Queen Tom's left ear with a Q-tip.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good job.
That is a left ear. Now, it's time for the shoulder short. This is now... Marge Simpson.
All right.
All right, Marge, you ready?
Tom, she is now going to clean your left ear with a Q-tip.
And again, there's no time limit on this. We simply want you to do a decent job.
And get in there. Get in there. Get into the good part.
Now, can you describe Tom's ear? What are you seeing in there?
A little deeper, please.
It looks good. That's dangerous.
I know it's dangerous.
Don't poke it all the way to his brain.
How's that feel, Tom?
Good.
Good. Tom, do you clean your ears?
Yes, I do.
You know, that is a remarkably clean Q-tip.
The Q-tip is clean.
The Q-tip is clean. Tom does a thorough job
very
cleaning
nice
his ear.
Way to go, Tom.
Thank you.
Very nice, Tom.
next plug.
Let's see your number. What's your number?
24, big winner.
No.
24.
No.
Our contestant's getting more frustrated by the moment.
Fight Club is up. Fight Club's turn. With Tom the Monster. And
what is your task?
Smell Tom's armpits for 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds. You seem to be getting all the real cherry assignments today.
One of the worst ones.
As there
Tom,
it is.
Tom eagerly puts his arms over his head.
There we go.
Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
And? Go.
Oh, my God.
Smells like a zoo.
Wow.
Tom, did you put on deodorant today?
Yes, I did.
What brand, Tom?
It's fresh.
Freshfields?
Look, Marge Simpson can't even look at this.
She is
so grossed out, she cannot even look at this.
Smells a cross between B.O. and an elephant.
Just fight, the right Fight Club guy's the right guy for these jobs. Yeah.
Agreed. And what is your number, Fight Club?
11
No.
Is 11 away? Come
on. Oh, pretty incredible as we're zipping through this.
Back to Tall Dave.
All right, Dave. Hope you don't have to rub his head again.
What did you get this time, Dave?
The opposite end of the spectrum. Smell Tom's feet for 30 seconds.
All right. Tom, time to kick off your Santa boots.
My boots are on.
All right, take off your boots, Tom.
Okay. Wow, now we're really getting somewhere.
Man. What's that?
My own socks, man.
Are your socks? Right.
Smell Tom's feet.
Oh, God.
Smell Tom's feet for 30 seconds.
I believe you're going to have to take the sock off, Tom.
Yep.
Isn't there still a make out with Tom ticket in here also?
Tom, you want to turn over towards
That me. Would only be for a woman. Tom does not want to make out with a man.
All right, there you go now. Get down there.
All right, Dave, if you are ready. Dave, smell Tom's feet for 30 seconds. Go.
Thank you for the bucket.
How do they smell?
Not very. They look worse than they smell, though.
There you go.
Tom was flat soles.
Tom was a clean guy today.
Tom, how are you liking this, Tom?
Good.
It's good.
Good.
Everything's been good.
It's good.
Sure.
Are you ticklish?
Everything. Like a king.
And there's your mark, Dave.
Ooh. Good job.
God, well done. You smelled Tom's feet for 30 seconds, Dave. What is your number?
14.
No.
Oh, my God.
Man, so many numbers. Wow, we are no really, winners yet.
Well, the odds right now are favoring this time. Young lady right here.
All right, Marge Simpson, what does yours say?
Smell Tom's
armpit for 30 seconds.
Marge, don't throw that on the floor, please.
I guess that would be the other armpit.
Yes, the left one.
Can I stick my nose there?
No.
No, you just have to smell it, though.
Okay.
Are you ready? And we have to hear you smelling it. Go. Now, I don't hear any smelling going on. I don't hear the smelling.
Please, deep breaths, please. Tom is pulling her toward him.
Sure.
I don't hear the smelling.
How is it?
Nice deep,
doing it.
Nice deep breaths.
All the way up.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
oh.
right.
Ooh, I got a big whiff. That's 30 seconds.
No, not yet. And there. She actually repelled her head back at
yes,
one
she
moment.
Did. It was a contortionist move.
Marge, what is your number?
10. It was not a winner.
Not a winner.
Oh. Well, we're back to Fight Club guy.
Fight Club guy. Lisa, are two of these numbers actually winning numbers?
Yeah, I have them right here.
Okay. All right, Fight Club, what's your trick or treat?
Give Tom a foot massage for 30 seconds.
You are hitting all the winning
lucky man
deals.
Do I get the untouched foot?
No, you have the foot that was just smelled.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, no.
Tom's actually brought both his socks out. So.
Are you ready, sir?
Just one foot?
Just one.
And no rubber gloves, right?
Right.
You might want to sit Indian style on the floor so you can get to Tom's feet. And all right, go for it, Tom.
And there you go. Start rubbing.
How's that feel, Tom?
Good.
Good.
Good again.
And, sir, how do Tom's feet feel?
Well, for something that's green, they're not that bad.
Green. Now,
everybody
Mike,
seems to be commenting pleasantly on Tom's feet.
Mike, I can't see them from here. Could you describe Tom's feet?
Tom, the nails are very, very closely cropped. They seem to be well-trimmed. Tom, somebody cut your nails every week? You do yourself. You're very meticulous about that, right?
He's a clean man. Shirtless.
One of the nails seems to be a little rectangular. There you go.
And now let's see if Fight Club is the winner. What's your number, Fight Club?
Number 9.
No?
Back to Tall Man.
Wow. Dave. Tall Dave.
Tall Dave, let's see what you've got.
Wow.
Hey there.
We couldn't have done better if we rigged this contest.
This is pretty amazing.
Tall Dave, what did you pull?
Smell Tom's breath for 30 seconds.
Oh, there you go. Winner.
For my money, this might be the worst one of all.
Absolutely. Tom's taking a big swig of water now.
This is where you put your face right in front of Tom. And Tom, all you do is just go,
exhale.
For 30 seconds. Ready?
Ready.
And go. Go. Blow out, Tom.
Oh, God.
Tom, go.
Tom, blow out your ear.
God.
Right, Tom. No. Blow out, Tom. Blow out.
Oh, Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
Blow out, Tom.
Joe Artinger has made his way back into the
Blow out, Tom.
Oh, God.
Blow out again.
Eat the trash can.
Thank you.
God.
That is horrible. Dude, brush.
Way to go. All right, Big Dave. Let's
good
see
job, Dave. What do you got?
Number 13. Lucky 13.
Is 13 a winner, Lisa?
No.
Open that.
Uh-oh. Now, let's see. Do we have a winner finally?
After surviving that.
What do we got? 13, one of the numbers.
Bingo. $500.
We have... a $500
winner. $500 for Tall Dave.
And as you see, the number on the card is number 13.
Very good.
And the other winning number was number 5.
Wow. Fantastic.
Congratulations, Big Dave.
Thank you very much, Dynamite.
You have won $500. Marge, Fight Club.
Sorry, guys.
Let's give them $100 each.
Yeah.
They did so many tasks
good
today.
Job.
Very
nice
good. Job with all of you. Happy Halloween. Tom?
Yes?
Thank you for coming and being a part of the show.
Yes.
It's always great having you on the show.
Did you have a good time, Tom?
Yes, I did. And I'd like to say something else to anybody out there listening.
Yes.
Hey, John Galsis and John Palmer, come on down to JV's restaurant. 6666 Orange and Boulevard, Sunday night. Sunday night, John Gouches is bartending.
Thanks.
We need people out there. And happy Halloween, guys. And see ya!
Yeah. Yeah, right, way to go,
thank
Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Get
your socks.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Way to go, Tommy.
Wow.
Good job. It was all you today, Tom.
That worked out even better. That worked out better than I imagined. It was those three people. What was that? Joe. Oh, Joe's here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hi, buddy.
Joe's back in his bunny suit.
Hello.
Having a beer.
How's that beer, Joe?
It's great.
Very good.
This is quite the festive scene as Tom tries to put his shirt on and Joe's chugging beers in his bunny suit.
Tom is a... I think Tom needs a little help with that T-shirt.
Hey, Tom, do it in the other room, please.
Yeah.
You got my phone, Joe?
It's going to take a while.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Okay, all
somewhere.
Right, dude. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Joe. If we have time, I have one last Halloween treat.
Very good.
That I want to try to fit in. You know, I think... We could do it in 5 minutes, right?
Yeah,
we called the phone horse with the Frankenstein tape.
Uh-huh. Very good.
The last thing I've been holding out.
I think you can do that quickly.
Coming up next, we will be
right back.
Bye, Tom.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch. Switch. Catch the rope, quick. Get him to the cellar. Shoot it. It's a monster.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. The Don and Mike Show.
We are really fly to get this in.
Very good. We're going to have some of our phone hosts talk to Frankenstein's monster. Scared?
Scared kids?
Very scary.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. You've reached 1-900-258 or ask.
Right.
1-900-258-4277. I've been waiting for your call. I'm so hot, wet, and horny. I could just explode.
Let's see. We have friend. Good.
Every desire.
No good. Wood.
All your wildest fantasies.
This is good smoke.
This is good smoke.
We have good, good.
Yes.
Good. Arg. All of these names from the original movie, Frankenstein.
We're going to see how they respond to Frankenstein.
For customer service, please call 1-800.
I have to tell the phone whore she's on the air. Yes.
And then it's all Frank.
Even though I do it now. Dynamite, you're on the air.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
Thank you.
Please be aware that your call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Right. Well, so I'm saying bad.
Right. Good.
Bad.
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 There he is. Hi, Frank. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
They asked me for the last four digits. What are the last four digits?
Hi, this is my meter connected to your service. I need you to verify the last four digits of your telephone number.
Sure. 0781.
Thank you. Just now.
You're on the air. Mutiny.
Press 1 to go.
Yeah. Here we go.
Remember to get back to the main menu.
Remember, baby.
You can press star.
Right.
right, just give us the goods. Frank's ready.
Here we go.
Good.
No good.
Hello.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Friend.
What?
Friend.
That's your name?
Good.
Okay, so we're playing on the phone right now, huh?
Bad.
I'm going to switch girls here. I don't have any time for tolerance. I don't have time or tolerance for this. You're dead to me. Press 1.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press 2.
We don't have time to sit through the dumb ones today.
I don't understand that Frankenstein's difficult to understand.
Here's somebody new.
Good.
Somebody not bad.
Hello?
Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Friend. Friend.
God, these girls are bad today.
They are bad. Yeah, they're all lazy.
Bad.
Yep. Give me another one.
All cocking their heads like little poodles in a state of total confusion.
To go one-on-one with a sexy girl.
Yeah.
Only $3.99.
Come on.
Remember,
come on
to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
This has been no good thus far.
No good.
But it's fun listening to Frankenstein.
Yeah. If they're good, they're going to give him...
wood.
They give him some wood.
I don't want to make any suggestions here, but if the next one is crazy... Oh, Donna, Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Friend.
Maybe it'll help.
What?
Good. 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 Friend.
Ooh, sounds scary.
There we go.
All right.
What character are you, Fred?
Good, good.
What did he say?
Good, good.
You got two of them.
He said he's something.
Good.
Good.
No good.
No good?
Bad.
You're no good.
Good, good.
You're God?
Good smoke.
Is that what he said?
Friend.
Friend?
Yeah.
Friend.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I could understand him. This could be fun. I'm just
no good.
Not good. He said he's no good.
Bad.
No good, huh?
You're on the air. Both girls, you're on the air.
I bet he's good.
Good, good. Good.
It's fun to be bad sometimes. Hmm?
No good.
No good.
Bad.
I bet he's good. He must be
good.
Bad. Just look at that one.
Wood.
Wood?
Wood.
Wood.
All right, now I'm going to get mad.
I just couldn't understand him.
No good.
No good.
Oh, what are you no good at? Just through with
friend.
You're bad?
Bad.
What makes you bad? Sounds like a
good. Good.
Scary ghoul.
Yeah.
Good.
Come on. Come on.
I'm going to play Halloween trick.
I'm not.
Friend.
Okay.
Friend.
Fred?
Friend.
Friend.
Sounds like it's Fred.
Jesus, you dumb bitch.
Well, Fred, what carrier?
No good.
I think that's
friend.
Yeah, it's a recording.
Bad.
I'm being a little goofy tonight.
Yeah. Good.
Anna Nicole Smith. Halloween makes me goofy sometimes.
Good.
They like that one. That's the one they like the best.
No good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I hope you don't sit over that. It's a recording.
Friend.
They just figured that
I'd
out.
I'd take care of it if I did.
Come on.
This is good smoke.
I didn't pay my money to listen to.
Bad.
No good.
No good. Good. Good.
Oh, somebody else is.
I think you lost.
You're on the air.
Friend.
Oh, my God. He's funny.
Good, good.
That may be the...
No good.
Somebody's got an accent, even when they say no good. I think I better...
Good, good. Bad.
Well, yesterday I was on, and they had this, like, weird recording going on.
No good.
Who is that?
Good, good.
Anyway, there was like this thing going on in one of the rooms, and it was like, it sounded like you were in one of those bad space movies.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Really? Yeah, I mean, every time you talk, you're like... Funny, when you talk to Shana,
good.
That's gonna drive me insane.
Good.
Cute. That is cute. Oh my.
Good.
Did you hear what I asked you to do for me?
Good, good.
About when you talk to Shanna. No, I didn't get to hear
that.
Oh, I said you could tell her about it for me. It's so funny.
Good, good.
They're just and going on. Now they're ignoring you.
They're just. Okay, well,
there they go.
There you go. That's
not a lot of energy on Halloween from the phone host.
I guess not.
They sure liked it when he said good. Good. Good.
They like the giggly good.
Yeah, they like the giggly good.
Good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Good news.
It's me. He made it up.
Yes, good news.
Good, good,
good,
good, good.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, mourning the loss of a rapper.
Oh, right, and that's not good.
No.
Rob, you got it right there in your hand.
It's bad.
That's bad. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was
good, good.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, singers.
Hey, where are they?
I'm doing it.
Come on.
That diddly
the Don and Mike there Show.
There you go. Thank you.
They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Don and Mike.
Let me see. Master's Costumes provided Joe's bunny suit today. They still have great Halloween costumes in stock. 703-354-7500. Hey, kids.
Scatty.
Rob and Lisa tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Wow, great gig. At Club Banzo Bar. That's on Water Street in Southwest D.C. Mike's band, Craft Blues Band, Lone Star Cafe in Indian Head, Maryland. That is Saturday night. Time for Buzz Now at News, brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer.
Who you gonna call?
Ross B. Wack.
Veramax, available at finer health food stores.
Pharmacies and retailers everywhere or call 1-800-1888. Try VMAX.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
If being a nonviolent rap group is old school, then give us more old school. Jam Master Jay, a pioneer of hip-hop, was shot in the head and killed at his recording studio in Queens last night.
That sucks.
With Run DMC, he rapped against violence and drugs and still made plenty of money. The group promoted education and unity. They even tried to make peace among the street gangs of Los Angeles. Jam Master Jay, founder of Run DMC, let younger musicians use his studio, his way of giving back to the community. Born Jason Mizell, the 37-year-old DJ, died at the scene. Police still have no one in custody and no motive. All they know is that two men were buzzed into the building at about 7:30 last night.
You know, that's about the only time that MTV is actually the only channel you could watch to find out what's happening.
Right.
They had
the story.
There was a crawl on the bottom, I think, of the Fox News channel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to MTV and I had the world's oldest man, Kurt Loder, who was actually giving you the information about it.
He's actually been on MTV since the 1800s.
That's true.
He was back when it was... Well, now I've set myself up because when it was MR, music radio. Yeah.
Right.
See, it came before TV.
Yes.
Radio.
Run DMC.
Never mind.
It's red hot.
Run DMC was to have performed at tonight's Washington Wizards game. Now there will be a tribute instead.
Oh, radio is red hot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, amen. Amen, bro.
What would life be without it?
Came before TV.
But Barry White is alive and resting at home while the search continues for a kidney donor.
Oh, thank God we didn't do our tribute show today.
The 58-year-old Walrus of Love had dialysis treatment last month after years of high blood pressure damaged his kidneys.
Trying to cut a spot, Tony.
White's manager says Barry's doing better every day, despite reports the singer's condition had worsened. And the manager says possible donors include the singer's children.
So that was an erroneous report we received yesterday. Someone said he was dead.
It was indeed. He's very much alive.
One of our listeners called him with something that wasn't true?
That never happened.
What a Buzz's newsmaker.
No dollar sticks for him. The rifle used in the D.C. sniper attacks has now also been matched to at least one fatal shooting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Yesterday, it was tied to a killing last month in Montgomery, Alabama, where police believe there was a third person with John Muhammad and John Malvo. Witnesses say that in that instance, the two sniper suspects stood by while someone else apparently did the shooting. Police in the D.C. area do not think a third man was involved here, but they've also not ruled out that theory.
God, thank God. Happy Halloween, and those guys are off the streets.
Freaking animals. Hold on there, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, we're all alone, Buzz.
Just you and me.
Oh, Rob's still here.
Yeah.
Everybody else is gone, though.
It's Halloween.
Mike's gone off for his uncomfortable evening. Lisa's gone off for, I guess, a couple hours on a street corner before the appearance tonight.
Use your imagination.
Hook a little while and meet me there.
Hook a little while and meet Rob at the appearance tonight. Buzz!
In sports, the NFL's fining Philadelphia Eagles safety Brian Dawkins $50,000 for a hit that ended the season for New York Giants receiver Ike Hilliard. Dawkins leveled him with a hit to the chest during the game Monday. The hit separated Hilliard's shoulder. The Washington Redskins have added a fifth former Florida Gator to their roster for former Florida head coach Steve Spurrier. They've signed receiver Willie Jackson, who was waived by the Falcons on Monday. And finally, it was just a matter of time until the new Jackass movie inspired copycat idiots.
Okay.
Three items. In Aurora, Colorado, police are investigating the hot wiring of dozens of golf carts, which were then used to do $10,000 damage to a golf course. The vandalism was, however, caught on surveillance video, so there will be arrests. In Manchester, New Hampshire, it started in the theater. Three teens arrested for throwing food at other moviegoers and then urinating on the walls. In Clearwater, Florida, police raced to the scene of what they thought was a drive-by shooting. It was, but with paintballs. Police say these teens had just seen the movie. They also say the teens videoed the whole thing and some other disgusting things. Quoting one officer, I don't want to elaborate. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Darn them, Buzz. Darn those copycat jackasses. Great All Hallows Eve, and a night of nothing but full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Mike, and your automobile, and Rob.
Don't forget to put on that reflective tape.
Can you?
Nope.
Toodaloo acid.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.